The Token. This message by Brother William Aaron Brenham was delivered on Sunday afternoon, March 8, 1964, at the Souls Harbor Temple in Dallas, Texas, USA. Zivahazo. Lingusale kamuzwale William Aaron Brenham, nilikutalizo la sunda musihali, lia tamanyi 8, 1964, ilifa Souls Harbor Temple, mwa Dallas, Texas, USA.
Reading of the Word. For the closing service, the reason I asked you to stand, when they play the Star Spangled Banner, you stand, don't you? Then why not for the Word of God? It's a respect.
Palo ya linzwi, kwa sebelezo ya kukwala, liwaka leni mikupile kuyema, haba lizali pina ya kuli ndembela Yesu wana, nina aleli, mwayema, minabo, kona kuli kikaba kalangi ya musa yemeleli nzula mulimu. Kilikute.
Now, over in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse, I wish to read a portion of Scripture, 12th and 13th verse.
Chole mwabuka ya Exoda, kauhanywa 12, kukalaka timana ya 12, nivata kubala siyemba salingolo, timana ya 12 and 13.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Kakuli nikafita mwana haya egepita usiubo. Mini nate za maizibulo amwana haya ya egepita, sibeli sabatu nilifolofolo. Nikanata kakatulo kina mulena.
And the blood shall be unto you for a token upon the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Mimali ikaba kumina kazi bahazo famandu afumupila. Mihani wana mali nikamifitelela. Miko tuha inakumitayela kumibulaya hani natanaha ya egepita.
A subject is the token. Let us bow our heads now. And in this the stillness of this sacred moment before approaching Him in prayer, is there a request that you'd like for God to answer this afternoon?
Tuto ya kakikuli zivahazo. Halu ina meseni toza luna chwale, mimu waku kuza kwa hae, kwa nako yeye kuteke hae, lusika muatu milakale muata pelo. Kana kuna nikupo ye mutebela kulimulimu, alabe musi alichwana.
Just lift up your hands if you do and think down in your heart what you want Him to do, anywhere in the building, just think what you want Him to do.
Amuna nulefila mazo wa mina, haiba muna niona, nikuna anamuata sapilu za mina, zemu batakuli amiezeze. Kaini kai mwalamu ya ho, munaha nefila zemu batakuli amiezeze.
Our Heavenly Father, Thou art the unchangeable God, and we pray that You will answer our prayers this afternoon as we are holding our hands. And Thou dost notice that my hands are up too.
Ndatalu na yakwali halimu, wena umulimu ya sachinchi. Mirula pelakuli wala belita pelo zaluna musi aliwo, halunze luna nuzi mazo aluna. Mi ule mwakuli mazo aka, ana nuhire niona.
My request, I'll make it known publicly, that is, Lord, that You'll heal every person in here today, save every lost one. Now, You said if you ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it.
Miku poyaka, nikaizivalisa kwanya angela ya kulimulena, kuli ufolise mutu kaufela yaliteni muhali moka chenu, pulusa yala teile kaufela chwale, uize hamu kupasi kakaufela kundate, kalibizo laka nikasieza.
Now, Lord, help us together to believe as a unit of people, of believing children. Speak through Thy word, Lord. Thy word is truth. Bless our hearts.
Tule mwle na lutuse hamo hokuli lulumele sinasikuata sabatu, sabana baba lumela. Bulela ka linzula hao kona niti, fuyolali piluzaluna.
We thank You for this meeting. We thank You for Brother Grant and for all of his workers and all the churches and the people and for all that You've done for us, Lord. We're grateful to You.
Lwai tumela kuwena kamu kupano uo, lwai tumela kuwena kamu zwale grant. Nikuwa babele kiba hae kaufila, nilikele kikaufila nisichaba. Nikuwa lika zolweze lize kaufila mulena, lwai tumezi kuwena.
Father, there may be many of us here, we'll never see each other again now, until we see on the other side. This may be the last service that we'll sit together in this earth. May the Holy Spirit come and bless us together. Minister to us our needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May be seated.
ndate kwakona kuba bavangata baluna muhali mu babasike kubonana happy actually kufitira lyo bonana mwa busebo bomwe yei kona kuba sebelezo ya maferelezo yeluka ina hamoho mwalifasimo mimo ya oke nile utahe nikulufu yola amoho ushaele kulu na zeluto kwile kalibizo la Yesu lalapela amen mwako na kuina.
I have a little tablet of paper here. I write out some scriptures and little things. Used to be I could remember it in my mind, but I just passed 25, you know. That is the second time. And then I don't remember like I used to. And so many wound up in the meetings and things and so much to do.
Nina nikae mbanyana kapa mpilifa, foni ngozima ngolonyana nilikazili kani. Kalini nikona kupulanga kato hofila. Kono kona nisazo fitila mashumi amabili. Ni yake talizo umaziba, foki kuli na kwa ubeli. Michwale anisa upulasi na mwane ni upule langa sapiri. Mizenga ata niliza maila hande, mwala mikopano nilika zenga ata za kweza.
Our subject this afternoon is the token. Our scene opens in Egypt. It's a great picture here now. I want you all to see it and just be as reverent as you can.
Tuto yalu na musi yaliwo ki ziba hazo. Taba yalu na ikalila mwaige pita. Kisi swani sosesi tunawa kulofa. Nibata kulikau filamina musibone, mimuwe filakali kute, mwamuko na kubela.
Egypt is a place of the scene, and the time of the scene is just at the beginning of the Exodus.
Ege pita kisi waka sata wayateni, mina kuyata wayateni kikwama kalero fila a Exoda.
And now it's a type of today shown as we are also facing another Exodus. God bringing Israel out of Egypt to the promised land was a type of Christ bringing the bride out of the church to the promised land. We are in another Exodus.
Michwale kimufuta wakachenu, hobo nisizwe sina halutali manani mututo yengwi. Mulimu uzusa Israele maige pita kuya mwana hayase piso. Kimufuta uchwani wa kreste hazusa munyaliwa mwakireke kuya mwana hayase piso. Lumamu tuto usili.
Now, if you'll study the scripture, we just have time to hit the high spots of it. That's true.
Chole haba muka bala lingolo, lunanifira nako, ya kungunyu tafalita baze tunazalona, yeo kiniti.
We are the, as God brought a nation out of a nation, God will bring the bride out of a church.
Kiluna ba, sina mulimu mwana azu selizendaha mwanaha, mulimu ukazu sa munyaliwa mwakeleke.
The bride will be called from all the churches. It'll be the elected of God will be brought out. And we're on the verge of that Exodus right now. For we have every scriptural proof that we're standing there.
Munyali wa ukavizwa kuzomali keleke kaufila. Ikaba keleke ketilu ya mulimu, ye katiswa. Milu kwa mungundo wa mututo wani onafachwale. Kakulu na nipupa kikaufila wa mangolo kuliluye mifaa.
Now, I know that's been said a lot of times. My friend, one time it'll be said for the last time. Time will fade into eternity then. He's coming to take a bride out of a church.
Chwale, nizibakuli, zeo selivulezu lina kuzengata. Kono muli kanaa kana kwe ngwi, likaa bulelu wakana kwe mafelelezo. Na kwe ikaa felela mwaku ya kuile kana kweyo. Utaha kutonga munyali wa kuzo mwakeleke.
The token was the thing that made the difference between Egypt and Israel, the two nations.
Zivahazo nelionanto yene shutanisa muhala igepita ni Israele linazepeli.
They were all human beings, but all God created, all the handiwork of God, but the difference when the death penalty was passed. The difference between life and death was the token.
Kaufela bona nelibatu. Kono kaufela zabu pire mulimu, musebezi kaufela wa mulimu. Kono, shutano, katulo ya lifu hane ifilwe, shutano mwala bupilo nilifu, nelizi bahazo.
And so will it be at the coming of the Son of God when he brings the bride out of the church, the difference will be the token.
Mikona moku kavela nifakutaha kwa mwana mulimu, haka tisa munyaliwa kuzwa mwakeleke, shutano, ikona ziba hazo.
You listen close this afternoon and see if that isn't true. The token will be the difference. There's got to be a difference.
Chwale muteleze hande msiali wo, mimubone haiba haki nitieo. Zibahazo kona yeli shutano. Kulukela kuba shutano.
God is going to judge the world someday. If I ask the Catholic people, who will he judge, what will he judge the world by? They'd say the church. What church? The Catholic church. Which Catholic church? There's several of them.
Mulimu kaa tulalifasi zazelelingwe. Zazelelingwe. Ane nikaa uzasi chaba sama katolika, kiba afiba kaa tula. Ukaa tulalifasi kasika mangi, nebakali kakeleke. Keleke mangi, kikeleke ya katolika. Kereifi ya katolika. Kuna nzengata, mwala azo naesi.
The Methodists is saved by the Methodist. The Baptist then is out of it. Then if you judge it by the Baptist church, all the rest of them's out. The Pentecostal saved by the Pentecost, and the rest of them's out.
Ba Methodist bakali, kaba Methodist. Kona kuli, ba Baptist kantibala teile. Kona kuli, haiba, atula kakeleke ya Baptist. Kaufela baba siyezi, bala teilehe. Ba Pentecota bali, ka Pentecota. Kona kuli, baba siyezi kaufela, bala teile.
See, it would be too confusion, too much confusion. Too confusing to the mind to think of such a thing. But God had a way here that he said he's going to judge the earth, not by the Catholic Church, not by the Protestant Church, but he's going to judge the world by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus is the Word.
Amen.
So there he comes back to the Bible again. See?
Mwabona, ikona kulianganisa. Kikuliangana kukutuna, kikuliangana luli kwangana. Kakuna anazecholo. Kono mulimu, nana nzila, faa yana abulezikuli, kona mwana haka tule alifasi, hakikakeleke ya katolika. Hakikakeleke ya baipanguli, kono ukaa tulalifasi ka Jesu Kriste. Mi Jesu kilinzwi. Mi Jesu kilinzwi, kacholo. Sikultela kwa bibile hape, mwabona.
He'll judge the world by the Bible. And the Bible is God's judgment book, which is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ, that nothing else can be added or anything taken from it. The penalty of doing is your name out of the book of life. Just stay right in the book. And pray God to make us part of that.
Ukaa tulalifasi ka bibele. Mi bibele kibuka ya mulimu ya katulo. Iliyo na sinulo ye tezi ya Jesu Kriste. Kuli hakuna nto isi liyeko na kwekezwa kamba kuzuswa kwa tingi. Kuyona. Mulatu wa kweza cholo. Kilibizo la hao kutakuluwa mwabuka ya upilo. Inafela hande mwabuka. Nikulila pela kumulimu kuli. Alueze si embasayona.
Now we find out a token. What is a token? A token is a sign of a paid price. The token is.
Chwale lufumana kuli zibahazo kisi kamangi. Zibahazo kisi supo sati foyeli filwe. Kona zibahazo yeo.
Just like our railroads and bus lines. We take our money and go to a station. Now see, the bus line is not allowed in the places where tokens are used. They're not allowed to take money. They cannot take money. It takes a token. Say the airplanes, whatever more.
Kusona fila ingeli njanji zaluna nilinzila zalimbasi. Lunga mashire njaluna nikuya kwa stishini. Chole mwabona, nzila ya mbasi aisika lumelezwa mwalivaka moku ituiswali zibahazo. Halilumelezu kuluwala mashirengi, abako nikuunga mashirengi, siluwala fela zibahazo. Lubule kuli, kilifulai, kamba kisika mainkau fela.
You go to a certain place, the purchasing counter, and purchase from your money so many tokens. This certain token. And this token is a sign that your fare has been paid.
Hawe ya kwa sibaka sisi mwi, fata fule ya kule kiseza ni kuleka kwa mashirenga hao. Kuna ni mali amuwae waya amangata luli. Zibahazo ye mwi ye chwalo. Mizibahazo ye kisi supokuli tifo ya hao ilifilwe.
You have a right aboard the ship, aboard the plane, aboard the bus, or whatever it is, as long as you hold a token to show that your ride has been paid for. I remember that, don't forget it.
Unanitukelo ya kukwela sisi pesa hao, kukwela fulai, kukwela mbasi, kamba kao fela seo silisona. Haibile fela unanizibazo ya kubo nisakuli, musipili wa hao ulifilwe. Chole muupule cholo, musika malibala.
Israel's slain lamb was God's requirement. Jehovah required a slain lamb, an innocent substitute, as we've been through in the week gone by now, that God, when he makes a decision, he never changes it.
Ngunyana ya Israeli ene tabi waneli, kona zana atukwa mulimu. Jehovah na atukwa nguye bulaiwa. Yakuyolisa yes namulatu. Sina halu selufitile kuzona amaso ndaefirile chwale. Kuli mulimu yena haye zaketo hachinchi kuyona.
And he made a way, his first thing that he did when man had fallen, he had to make a way for him back if you ever wanted to redeem him, and he made a decision that he saved man by the blood of an innocent one.
Mi aeza nzila yena sapili sana aeze fani mutu hawa na amweze lizenzila ya kukuta. Haiba na akabata kumuliulula, miana aeze keto ya kuli na apili size mutu kamali ayas na mulatu.
And he's forever done the same thing, he's never changed it. No place will God ever meet any worshiper only under the blood. That's his only place.
Miweze kale ntweswana, haskali chinchakale. Hakuna sibaka seo mulimu wako na kukopana ni mula peli. Konji fela mwati ya samari. Seo kona sibaka sino sifela.
We try to make him meet under our theology, under our denomination, under our educational programs. Some's built towers and some's built cities, Babylon and the Tower of Babel and all different kinds of things. But it still remains God only meets the true worshiper under the blood.
Praise the Lord.
He never changes it.
Lulika kumweza anga kuli atahe mwata sali tuto zaluna zavula peli. Mwata sako pano ya luna, mwata sali tukiso zaluna zali tuto. Baba ngwibaya hile litawala, mibaba ngwibaya hile milenengi. Babilona ni nitawala ya babele, ni mufuta wali kakao fela. Kono kusasi yezo na cholo, mulimu fela ukopa na nimula peli, mwata samali, yena hachinchilika.
We can all be Methodists, we can all be Pentecostals. We can all be this other, we will disagree. But when I come to a man, let him be Catholic, priest, or whatever he is, when he's under that blood, we are brothers. Care where he's at, as long as he's under that blood.
Kao felaluna haluko nikuba ma Methodisti. Haluko nikuba ma Pentecosta kao felaluna. Kao felaluna haluko nikuba se, sani kamba sani. Luka palelwa kulumelela na. Kono chwale anitaka kumutu, have mu priest wa Katolika, kamba kama inkao fela sako nakuba sona. Hali mwata samali yani, kipeto lumi zwale hamoho. Akunatia wakamba ukai, hai vile fila mwata samali yani.
Now, Israel's a slain lamb was a requirement of Jehovah and the blood was a token that the job had been done.
Twale, ngunyona ya Israele yenebula ilwe, kona ya nato kwa Jehovah. Mima linelizi vahazo, yenepaki wakuli musebezi, uweza halile.
God required for redemption from Egypt to go to the promised land, he required a slain animal.
Mulimu na ito kwa kuliululwa, kuzwa Egepita, kuyamwanaha, na ato kwa folo, yevula ilwe.
And that animal must have the blood of the dead animal, must be put upon the lintel and on the door, and that stood for the token that the thing that Jehovah had required had been fulfilled.
Mi folo yani ilukela kuba, mali afolofolo ye shule ilukela ne ilukela kulambiwa fasi kwalo. Misaa nine siye meraziwa hazo. Kulisika seo Jehovah na atokwa nesitalelelizwe.
See, now not the lamb was the token. The blood was the token. Now, the life had gone out from the sacrifice and now the blood was a token. His orders had been carried out.
Mwabona, chole isi ngunyana kulikona ene liziwa hazo. Kono mali kona analizi bahazo. Chwale bupilo nebuzule mwastabelo. Nichwale mali nelionazi bahazo. Litaelo za hae nelila terezwi.
The blood stood for the token, the sign that this believer had done exactly what the requirement was. That was a token.
Mali na ye melazi bahazo. Sisuposakuli mulumelio nae ze handende zene lukela. Yani nelionazi bahazo.
All right. Seeing the believer worship was then identified with his sacrifice.
Kulukile, kakubona mulumeli halapela, kikuli na ye melwa mwastavelo sahaye.
See, here's the house. And the worshiper, what was the requirement? Slay a lamb. On the 14th day after it's put up, a male without blemish, all Israel shall slay it. And the blood shall be taken with hyssop and put up on the lintel of the door.
Mawona, kiendu, ni mula peli. Kisika maesile stoku hala, kubula yangu nyana. Kaliza zilabu 14, kasamula ho litomiwa, ya po ho yesi na funyaza hala, Israele kaa ufila, ikai bulaya. Mimali akaangiwa, ni hisopa, ni kusasiwa, fasi kwa losamunyako.
And by the way, that hyssop was just common weeds. Hyssop means your faith.
Minibuletwana, hisopa nelifiela sichwani sesizibahala. Hisopa italusa tumelo ya hao.
Somebody tries to have supernatural faith. That's the reason you miss your healing. Faith is just a common thing.
Yomungu hali kakuba ni tumelo ye ipite za hulu. Kona amu pali wa foliso ya mina. Tumelo kinto ye winolo nolo fela.
You got faith to come to church. You got faith to walk out there. You got faith to start your car. You got faith to eat your dinner. That's the way it is. It's common faith.
Unanitumelo ya kutaa kwa kireke. Unanitumelo ya kuzula fande. Unanitumelo ya kuliza mota ya hao. Unanitumelo ya kuchamula lelo wa hao. Kona moku inezo na cholo. Kitu melo fela yezibala kihona.
Now to apply the blood was applied with hyssop, which is just common weeds that grows anywhere in Palestine. Showing that the faith that the blood is to be applied by is not some super thing. You have to have all kind of doctor's degree to do it. It's just common everyday faith to believe God.
Amen.
Apply the blood by faith with the hyssop.
Chole kakulamba mali na alambi waka hisopa ilifela sichwani sisi zibala fela sisi mela kai nikai mwa Palestine. Kubonisa kuli tumelo kuli mali alukela kulambiwa onachwalo hakintu ewe ipitezi yona nikuba ni degree ya dokota kuli uwe niona. Kinto fela yezi wala fela. Tumelo yaza znizazi kulumea mulimu mwabona kulamba mali katumelo kai sopa.
Now the worshipper then seen beneath this blood showed that he had carried out Jehovah's request and he was identified, the token showed he was identified with the slain lamb that Jehovah had required. The work was done.
Chole mulapeli he, habona hali la mwata samali, nabona alakuli, na apetile kupoya Jehovah, mina yemelwa, zibazo na hivyo nisakuli, na yemelwa hande kingu yebula ilwe yanabata Jehovah. Musewezi no ezizwe.
What a perfect type today of Christ and the believer. When the token is displayed to the believer, then it shows that it's been accepted and the work has been done.
Hakimufuta kwa kupeta hala ni woka chenu. Wa kreste ni mulumeli. Mizibazo haibu nali so kumulumeli. Kona kulibu nisakuli ya muhezwi ni musewezi uweza halile.
Then the blood was a token of identification. The blood itself. The animal bled, died, and his blood was on the wall.
Mimali neliyo nazibazo ya upaki. Mali ona kasibiri, folo ne ilo tile mali ya ashwa, mimali ayona alambiwa falimota.
Now, animal life that was in the blood, and life is in the blood, we know that, the Bible said so, and science proves it. Life is in the blood.
Chole, vupilo wa folo, wone vuli mwamali, mivupilo vumwamali, luazwa cholo, vivele vulezi cholo, minisayansi ya paka cholo kuli, vupilo vumwamali.
So therefore, when the animal was killed, and the life was broken from the animal, the blood had to be the chemistry of the blood to stand for the token because the life that was in the blood could not come back upon the believer because it was an animal's life.
Kona kuli chole folofolo hane ibulaiwa, mibupilo uzo mafolofolo, maali nana nikuba maali ama ufube rufela kuyemela zibahazo. Kakuli bupilo wene buli muamali, nebusata ikumulumeli, kakuli nelibupilo wafolofolo.
And an animal life and a human life is absolutely different. There's nothing in it at all.
Nibupilo wa folofolo. Nibupilo wa mutu. Kilikaze shutanela kwa hule. Hakuna sisi likubona ni hanyani.
You take an animal's blood and put in you, you'll die. So you see, it's a different life in the animal blood than there is in the human blood because the human has a soul. The animal has no soul.
Mungile. Munge mali afolofolo ni kwa vea kumina mukashwa. Kona kulimabona luna ki kibupilo bobu shutana. Kufita bobu inzi mwamali ya mutu. Kakuli mutu una ni moyo, folofolo haina moyo.
And now, therefore, the blood itself, understand now, the red chemistry, chemicals of the blood had to stand out on the door as a token that the lamb had died. Now, because the life of the lamb could not come back on the human worshiper. But today, it was only a type.
Michwale kaba kaleo mali ona kasibili. Mutu ise chwale. Mali ya mafubelu wino bo mali. Nana nguye mafamunyako. Kuba fela zibahazo ya kuli ngu ishwile. Chwale kakuli bupilo wangu nyana nebusata ikumula peli wa mutu. Konoka chenu nerimufuta fela.
Today, it isn't the chemical blood of the Lord Jesus our lamb, But it's the life that was in the blood, which is the Holy Ghost. It comes back and it's a token that we have accepted and did exactly what God told us to do.
Kachenu hakimali amafubelu, olu iponela amule na Jesu yenangu nyana yaluna, kono kipu pilo wene buli mwamali iliwa na moya oke nile. Ukuti akulu na mikona zivahazo yelwa muhezi, miezeo na chualo salu ulezi mulimukuli, weze.
And then by having the token, we are identified with our sacrifice. Perfectly. I don't see how anything more could be any plainer. See?
Mechwale kakuba nizibahazo. Luzibahazo wa nisitavelo saluna. Kaswanelo luli. Haniboni kuli, sikuona kupete alachua ni kufitile afu. Mwabona?
Only way anyone could tell that that house belonged to under the blood because the chemistry of the blood was on the doors. They passed through, the death angel had to look and see the blood.
Nzila ino sifela yo mtu wakona kubula kuli nduye neli amangi. Niyo onane li kakuba mwate samali. Kakuli mali ya mafubelu, abo na hala na ala mbilo falikwalo. Bafita mwala zona, lingeroe lalifu, nilitali milafamali.
Now, again, it was a type of the Holy Spirit. Now, see, the literal blood of Jesus could not come upon each one of us because he just had so much blood in his body. And it's dripped off of his body into the ground 2,000 years ago. But it wasn't to be for a token.
Chole hape, neli mufuta wa moya oke nile. Chole mwabona, maalite nyene a Jesu hako nikuta kumangi ni mangi waluna. Kakuli nana nifela mali alikani mumbili wa hae. Mi alo tileguzwa mumbili wa hae, kulote la fafasi, lilimoze likana, likitizepe likwa mulaho. Kono nasa emelizi bahazo.
The life that was in the blood was the token. Now, I'll prove it to you just a minute by the Bible.
Bupilo. Bupilo wene buli mwamali, neliziba hazo chwale. Nikamibonisa yona, famu zuzu fila kabibile.
It is the token that's to come up on each of us to show that we have been identified with our sacrifice and have carried out Jehovah's request.
Kiziba hazo ye nanikuta hafali mwaluna, kubonisa kuli lunanizelu yemela, misitevelo saluna, milulwezi kupo ya Jehovah.
Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Petros na izekaliza zala pentekota, muvake mangi ni mangi wamina, mimu kolobezo kalibizo la Jesu Kriste kuli muswale lueli vizamina. Mimu kamuhela mpoya mwa yoke nile.
For the promises unto you and to your children, and to them as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call. See, not showing you just to them, as many as the Lord will call.
Kakulisa piso ye, yeze lizwe mina. Niba na wamina, nikuwabali kwa ule kaufela. Mane babangata, be mule na mulimu waluna ukaviza. Mwabona? Hakikubo nisa fela kubona. Babangata, be mule na ukaviza.
There's many think they're called, but all the Lord calls, those who he foreknew, he called. All who he called, he justified. All who he justified, he has glorified already. The thing is settled.
Kuna ni babanga ata baba upulakuli babi zizwe. Kono kaufela babu mule na ukaviza, buona bana zivile kale ubabi zize. Kaufela babi zize ubabeile baba lukile. Kaufela bana zize baba lukile ubafile kanya. Kale tabayate nifelile.
And then when you take a person that doesn't believe that the Holy Ghost is for the day, see what they're doing? They're denying the token, which is a very symbol of you being connected with your sacrifice.
Michwale ya munga mutu ya salumeli kuli mwe oke nile kwa liza zilaka chenu. Mwabuna saiza. Ulatula zivahazo ye liona ponazo luli ya hao kuli utamane ni stavilo sa hao.
See what I mean? It's very simple if you just look at it in the way that God has got it wrote out.
Mwabuna sintelusa. Kinto ebu noloa hulu haiba ukatali mafila ka yeo mulimu ali ngozi kayo na chwale.
Now, the blood carried us, and we were shows the symbol of the Holy Spirit, that is the life. Now, the animal life could not come back in the human because it wouldn't match. The animal life has no soul in it. The human life has a soul.
Malina lumezwi miluaba kubonisa sisupo samoya okenile boko na bupilo twale bupilo bwa folo nebusata ikumutu kakuli nebusaza maeleli. Bupilo wa folo abuna moyo kubona. Bupilo wa mutu buna ni moyo.
The animal doesn't know he's naked. He doesn't know right from wrong. He has a spirit, but not a soul. Now remember, Now the soul is the nature of the spirit, of course.
Fulufulu haizivi kuli imapunu, haizivi bunde kwa bumaswe. Yona fila, yona unani, ni moya. Kono, haina moyo. Chole mupule, chole moyo kimufuta wa moya. Nisha.
Now, watch. But then when the life of our sacrifice, Jesus Christ, when His blood was shed, He was God, bottled up in one man.
Chole amutalime. Kono chole sitavelo salu na sabupilo Jesu Kriste, malia haya nasulu hile, na alimulimu ya tezi kumutu alimungui.
Now, he come down from being Jehovah to identify himself as a human being, to take upon himself the form of man to identify us with him.
Chole atuluka kwa kuba Jehovah, kuli aitiba haze liye na kuli kimutu. Kuli ai kungele kuye na mufuta wa mutu. Kuli ai tibaeza niluna kuye na.
He was the Lamb of God, and on the inside of him were the blood. Now I know somebody says he was a Jewish blood. You hear the Jews say that. He wasn't Jewish blood. And neither was he Gentile blood. He was the blood of God.
Na alia na ngunyana ya mulimu. Mi mwahali ya hae fani mali. Chole na aziba yomu mwibulea kuli. Na alimali asi juda. Mutulema juda ababulea cholo. Na asimali asi juda. Kamba mane na asimali abamachaba. Na alimali amulimu.
He had neither Jewish, he wasn't neither Jew nor Gentile. He was God. A virgin shall conceive.
Na asina ni haiba asi juda. Mane na asima juda. Kamba wabamachaba. Na aliena mulimu. Mwalanjo ukaitwala.
Now I know many of you people in the Protestants think that the egg was Mary's and the hemoglobin which comes the life comes in the blood cell.
Chwali niziba babangata ba minasichaba ni baipanguli munana kuli liine lila malia. Mini nimata amwamali atahabupilo utamwamali aselu.
Because a hen can lay an egg without being with the male bird it won't hatch because it's not fertile. Life comes from the bloodstream which comes from the male sac.
Kakuli kuhu yako na kubeali kusina kukopana ni ya mkombwe. Aina kundondoka. Kakuli halisikafu manamununo. Bupilo buzwele la mwamali, zeo lizwele la mwamata muna.
But in this case, there was no male sex. So the life in the blood, it had to come from God alone, and He created a blood cell in the womb of Mary. God Himself, the Creator Himself, created a blood cell.
Kono mwataba ye, nekusina mata amuna. Kona kuli bupilo bu mamali. Nebunani kuzwa fiela kumulimu. Mi abu paselu ya mali. Mwamba ya Maria. Mulimu kasivili mubu pie na kasivili. Kie na nabu pile selu ya mali.
Now look, they say, well, it was the body. Mary had the egg. No, sir. She was not no egg. If it was an egg, you cannot get the sperm without a sensation. And if she had a sensation, what do you have God doing? He created both egg and blood. That's exactly what he was.
Chwale, amutalime, vali kihande nelimuvili. Maria nana nili vatilisha nasi chwalo neukusina li. Haiba nelili, hauko nikuba ni mata azwa kumuna kusina kuba ni maikuto. Mihaiba yena, haiba musali na vile ni maikuto wa muvili. Kipeto muli muweza sikamangi. Kiena ena bupileli ni mali zepeli chwalo. Zeo kizona, zona lizona.
We handle God, the Bible said. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. We handle Him with our hands.
Luswali mulimu, vivele ibulezi, Timoteo wa pili 3:16. Kusinali kangi, kunutu ya wula peligietuna. Mulimu na wanaile mwanama, ramu swala kama zoaruna.
That body was God. Certainly was. He was God all over. In a form of a human being.
Muvili neli mulimu. Kini tinoli cholo. Na alimulimu kakutalelela mwamufuta wa mutu.
Now, we notice in this that that blood cell being broken, that released God. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself.
Chole, luale mua kuse kuliselu ya mali, yaani haipuachiha ya taisa mulimu. Mulimu na aliku kreste inza kutisa na nilifasi kuyena.
For no other one could do it. Nothing else could be done. It taken that Holy blood himself, God, had to come down and become man to suffer his own law.
Ko mane ne kusina mutu usili yana kalieza. Hakuna sine sikae zahala. Nesiluwezi mbali akenile yana kasibili. Mulimuna nikuta afofasi nikuwa mutu. Kuli anyandele mula wa haitota.
If Jesus was just a prophet, a man separated from God, then God's unjust.
Haiva Jesu na alifi elamu profita. Mutu yaka uhanyizo kumulimu. Kone kuli mulimu kanti, unaniketu lulo.
If I could say, let Brother Grant die for some sin that Billy ought to die for or something else, some penalty, that would be unjust.
Aba nikona kubula kuli, lutuwele kuli muzole Grant, ashole sibi, salu kela kushola Billy, kamba antwe silifela, mula atomu ncholo, vochole kibu maswe.
If I had my own boy to die for a penalty that I had pronounced, it still isn't just. There's only one justice I can do, that's take his place, if I want to save him.
Aba nina ni mwana kewa mshima nikuli, ashole kubu maswe, woni bulezi, nitengi, haina kuba swanelo. Kuna nifera swanelo ilingwi. Yeni kuna kuweza. Kikunga siwa kasa hai. Hawa ni wata kumupili saa.
And God had to become flesh in order to take the sinner's place. God.
Amen.
Manifested in the flesh. Nothing less than God himself.
Mimulimu unani kuba nama. Kuli ayeme masivaka samweza livi. Mulimu na abona halie mwanama. Nesinto isili. Kono kimulimu kasivili.
Now here he was. Manifested in the flesh to take away the sins of the world, and he identified himself in us that we might be identified in him. See the purpose of it?
Chwale kiyo na alifa, abona hala mwanama, kuli alwale libi zalifasi, mia itibaza iliena kulu nakuli, lukone ku itibaza kuyena, mwabona mulelo wazona.
Now, we find out our identification with our sacrifice, the life of the sacrifice in us, which is the Holy Spirit.
Chwale lufumanazi wazo ya luna, nisitavelo saluna. Bupilo wasitavelo kuluna iliona moya oke nile.
When that cell was broke, it released God. Released God that he had sanctified a people with his own blood and put God in the man again. God in you, eternal life.
Chwale selu yaani haitopu wacheha yata isamulimu. Kuta isamulimu. Mi ake nisasichaba kamali ya haitota, nikubia mulimu kumutu hapi. Mulimu kumina bupilo wabu saferi.
And any Greek scholar knows that that word eternal life comes from the word zoe, zoe, which means God's own life. Scribe.
Mimu ituti wa mugerike kaufela wazi bali nzuleo. Bupilo wabu saferi, lizwa kwali nzula zoe, zoe, leli talo sakuli bupilo wamulimu sakata. Yeo kiniti.
The only way that you ever can have life is only one form of eternal life, and that's God's own life in you.
Nzila ino sifela yoko nakuba ni bupilo kayona. Kuna nifela mufuta olimungwi wa bupilo usaferi. Mibo, kibupilo wa mulimu tota kuwena. Mabona?
Then you have eternal life because he is the only eternal there is. And we are the attributes of his thoughts before there was even a foundation of the world or anything.
Kipeto una ni bupilo usaferi. Kakulikie na fela kuya kuile kukuliteni. Nilunani milelo ya miupolo ya hae. Kalemane kusikaba ni muto mwalifasi kamba sikakau fela.
All this is just his thinking. And we're the display of his thoughts of what it was.
Zee kau fela kimina ano ya hae fela. Niluna luponazo ya miupolo ya hae ya zeo nelilizona.
And he had to come down in order to take away sin. No one else could do it. There was no one worthy to do it. No one could do it but him, and he did it.
Mina nani kuta fafasi kuli akone kuta kula sibi. Hakuna mutu sili, yana akuna kulieza. Neukusina nasona ya kuli aeze. Hakuna yana kalieza konjiena, mialieza.
And then when that life was released from that body, man, which was the Son of God, his creative power made a building like any contractor built the building that he moved into himself. God did that.
Michole upilo wani habuto tamululu wa mwambili wani. Mutu ya nalimu wa namulimu, mata hae akupupa aezamu yaho. Inge muyayi ufika ufila aya hamu yaho wana keni kuona, yena luli, mulimu aeza cholo.
And then when that life was taken, the blood, the chemistry of it poured out upon the ground. Just like just Abel's poured out upon the ground.
Michole, bupilo wani habu ngiwa, mali bupilo wabufubelu waona. Asulwe la fafasi, kuswana fila inge, aabele mwana asulwezi fafasi.
But from that blood came the Holy Spirit of God. And that was sent to man on the day of Pentecost to be identified with the sacrifice that died for them. There's no other way in the world we can get it. A positive token.
Kono guzwa kuona mali ani kwa tahamu yao kenila umulimu. Niwani walumelwa kumutu kaliza za Pentecosta kulia iti baaza kastavilo sene simu shwezi. Hakuna muka usili mwalifasi olu kona kubanizona kwa ndazi bazo yelu kile.
Look, if you were guilty of death and you know you was going to the electric chair, and remember to reject.
Amutalime, hawa nona ni mulatu walifu, miuzi bakuli uya kwa sipula samalaiti, ni muupule, kuhana.
Dallas, listen, to reject the blood of Jesus Christ, the token of his blood, if you see it and reject it, you're going to face the judgment with his blood on your hands. Amen. Sinner, church member, remember that.
Dallas, teleza, kuhana mali a Jesu Kristi, zibahazo ya mali ya hae, hawa wona ni kuwa hana, ukalibana ni katulo, una ni mali ya hae mwamazua hao. Mweza livi, membala wakeleke, uhupule cholo.
What if Lee Oswald would have been able, them few days, and that sweating, before that Supreme Court that he had to face, and know from killing the president, there wouldn't even be one speck of mercy. How that man must have felt.
Kujwani haibali Oswald na kakona mazazinyana fila. Minikufufule lokwani fapila kutaituna. Yana alibelezi kutalimayani. Miaziba kuzwa kwa kubula ya mwe teleli wanaha kuli nesike kwawa nebasie mbasilisingwi sasishemo. Muna yani mwana utwezi.
It must have been a terrific thing. He never got to face it because the other fellow shot him. But think of sitting there before an angry Supreme Court with the blood of your fellow man on your hand, the President of the United States.
Iluke la kubantu ya sabisa. Na asikali katana kakuli muti omungi na mukunupile. Kono munane kakuina mwani fapila kutaye tunayebu hali. Nimali amulika na hao mamazoa hao ilimwe teleli wa United States.
That'll be a mild thing to you people who pass by the blood of Jesus Christ when you'll stand by the courts of God.
Yo ikona kubantu ebu nolo kuminasichaba. Mwali kakufitila malia Jesu Christi. Hamuka yo yema mwali kuteza mulimu.
Sweat it out when you know Oswald can get done no more and depart this life for him. God departs you eternally from his presence. It'll be a terrific thing.
Mutunda meneka tata hamuse muzivile. Oso adia kuna zana kaeza kufitia kusiyabu pilo kaina. Kono mulimu ukuka oha nyaku ya kuile kuzofapila hae. Ikaba ntue sabisa.
Notice, if you had to come to the courts of being guilty, you would seek the best lawyer you could find. Anybody would do it.
Mule muhe, aba una nikutaha kwa kuta, wake nisakuba ni mulatu, ne mukaba tamu yemeli yomunde wa milao, yako na kufumanwa, mutuka ufele ya nakaza cholo.
And every man that's born in the world, I don't care how good a home he come out of, he's guilty of the blood of Jesus Christ until he accepts the pardon of it.
Mimu tuka ufela ya pepilo mwalifasi, haninate waka mbauzwa mwala palelichwani, unani mulatu wa mali ya Jesu Kristi. Konji pili, amu helesu wa lero yateni.
And the only way that you know the pardon is right, when the token puts itself up on you and you have the token.
Mizi lafela inosi yo zibakuli swalero ilukile, kifo zibahazo hai pea kuwena, miuka wanizibahazo.
Notice, you're guilty, and you'd hunt the best attorney that you could find to plead your case. And if I was going to the judgment of God, I don't want no priest, I don't want no man, I want the best attorney I can find to plead my case.
Mule muhe, unani mulatu, miuka abata muyemeli wa milao, ya sikwala, yoka abata kuli, uyo bizata abaya hao. Mihaiba ni ya kwa katula mulimu. Hanitoku mpriste ya nyomukana, hanitoku mtu nyomukana, ni bata muyemeli. Ya sikwala, yeni kona kubi hata abayaka kwa tengi.
Let me say to this, you, my Christian friend. Our attorney is also our judge. And our judge became our attorney. The case is settled when we receive his pardon.
Mutuwele nibule lese kuwe na mulikani wa mkreste. Muyemei waluna hape, kia na mwatuli. Mimu, mwatuli atoba muyemeli. Tawa ifelile haluwa muhela swalewe hae.
The judge himself came down and became the attorney. And the attorney and judge is the same person.
Mwatuli yena kasivili ata miato wa muyemeli. Nimu yemeli ni mwatuli kimutu yaswana.
God become man that he might justify man by his own death that he placed upon him. Hallelujah. That means praise our God. He deserves all praises. Our judge and our attorney is the same person.
Mulimu ava mutu kuli akone kuluksa mutu. Kalifula haitota lana wele kuyena. Hallelujah. Seo stelo sakuli kulumbu ya mulimu waluna. Waswa nilami lumbe kukau fela. Mwatuli waluna ni muyemeli kimutu yaswana.
The Holy Ghost is the token that we have been pardoned. The case is closed.
Moya oke nile kio naziba hazo ya kuli luswalezwi. Taba ikwalilwe.
That every man and woman that truly has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he's been tried, he's identified with his attorney, with his judge, with his sacrifice, and the token he holds in his possession shows that his trip is paid to glory. Amen. It's all over.
Kumuna ka ufela ni musali ya mwezi kolomezo mwe oke nile kaniti. Ulikilwe, upakilwe, kamu yemeli wa hai. Ni mwatuli wa hai, ni sitabilo sa hai, ni zibazo ya sweli mwasiba kasa hai. Ibo nisakuli, musipili wa hai, ulifiloku ya kwa kanya. Amen. Lite ni ka ufela.
He holds that token. It's his. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is a witness of the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. You believe it? That's your identification. You're holding the token.
Uswalizibazo yo. Kia hae, yonakolobezo mweo kenile. Ilipaki azuwe ha Jesu. Amen. Kana walumila cholo. Koko na kuitibaza kwa hao. Uswalizibazo.
Now, if you haven't got that token, you'll not be coming in. You must have the token. That's a required price. When I see the blood is a token. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Chole haiba unazibazo yeo, hauna kukena mwahali. Ulukela kubanizibazo. Yani kona teko yeto kwa hala. Hani wana mali, malikona zibazo. Hani wana mali, nikamifitelela.
You must have the token. If you don't, well, you won't go. You've got to have the token.
Mulukela kubanizibazo. Haiba unayona, kinyi, hauna kuyokena. Unani kubanizibazo.
If the token was not displayed, the token wasn't showed down there, even the covenant wasn't in effect. You say, now, Brother Branham, now wait just a minute. That's exactly right.
Kambe zibazo ne isika aboniswa. Zibazo hane isika aboniswa kwani. Kipeto, nivulikani, nivusinamata. Muliki hande chwale mzole Branham. Chwale, libelele fiela, kamuzu. Yeulu likiniti.
The token was above the covenant. For Israel had a covenant to be circumcised. And any Jew could go out and show any person, I can prove to you I am circumcised. I am a Jew. I'm circumcised according to Jehovah's command. But yet, that didn't expel him if the token wasn't there also.
Amen.
He must display the token. You get it?
Zibazo, neilifali mwabulikani. Kakuli Israele ne nani bulikani wakukena mamupato mimu juda kaofela na azula fande kuyobonisa mutu kaofela na kona kumibonisa katalo ya Jehova kono nitengi zeo neliska mupale liswa haiba zibazo na isiyo tengi na lukela kubonisa zibazo mwautu wakana
the token's got to be there anyhow. And if you are in the covenant, if any Jew say I ain't put no blood on my door, I can prove that I'm a covenant Jew, the death angel got him.
Zibazo ina nikuwa tengi ni akulicholo. Mihaiba umabulikani. Haiba mujuda ukali. Haninakulamba malifasi kwa Osaka. Nikona kubonisa kuli ni mujuda wabulikani. Lingeloe laifu nilimungile.
No matter how loyal he was, how much church member he was, how much tithes he paid, how he said he believed Jehovah, Jehovah required that token. And he does it today too. It's got to be. Must be.
Hakuna taba kamwana wezi alikute, kamba nali member wakereke achwani, kamba nali fanga zavuli shumi hakai. Mwana ulela kuli, nalumila kujehova, Jehova na tokwa yona zibazo yani. Mie na kimwa eza nika chenu hape, kulukela kubachwalo, kuna nikuba.
Or there's not another way under heaven, not another name given anyway. No matter how good, how loyal, that token's got to be there and displayed.
Kakuli hakuna nzila yengu imate sali halimu, hakuna libizo lisili, lelifirwe nzila isili, Hakuna taba kamba uyomu ndechwani, kamba kiwa maoyo achwani. Zibazo yani ina nikubatengi, nikubaniswa.
The blood, she'd say, well, I killed the lamb and I put it in a jar. I set it back here. That's not what he said. It must be on the lintel and on the door place. It's got to be displayed.
Mali muli, kihande nivulaile ngunyana, miniveile mandondo, ni itomile mamula okwani. Hakisona sana vulezi. Alukela kulambiwa, famu sumo wa sikwalo. Alukela kubonazwa.
And your life has got to display the token is in you. Oh, you Pentecostals, what's wrong with you? Bobbed hair, painted faces, man, dirty jokes and things. Where's that display? The blood of my Lord Jesus Christ is a token of the Holy Ghost.
Mibu pilo wa hao, wuna nikubwanali saazibazo kuwena. Oh, mina ma Pentecota, kibu teta mangi mamu nani. Kukuta milili, fatioze pentilwe, muna, lisheha, lamasila, nili kazengwe. Kukuna niponazo ya mali ya mwena Jesu Kriste, kiyo nazibazo ya moyo kenile.
You having a form of godliness and calling witchcraft and everything else, the works of God, witchcraft? How you display a token?
Wena kakuba ni mufuta wabula peli, nikubiza buloi, nilika kawa ufela misemezi ya mulimu, buloi, ubonisa chuanizi bahazo.
Let's say, I'm Penny, I don't care what you are. I'm Baptist, I'm pray, I don't care what you are. That token's got to be there, God requires it.
Amen.
Nothing else but that.
Bali, niwa pente, hanata wakamba umangi, niwa baptisti, niwa presi, haninata wakasolisona. Zibahazo yaani inani kubatengi. Mulimu wa itokwa, miya kunasika sisi likuwa ndayona.
You say, well, I've got a doctor's, I don't care how many degrees you got. God requires that token and that only. It's a sign that your way is paid.
Muliki hande, ninaniza dokota, haninata wakamba unanima degree ya makai, mulimu utokwa unazibazo yaani. Mikiyo na ino sifela, kisi suposa kulinzila ya hao ili filwe.
He ain't gonna take your credentials for something else. He's got to have that token.
Hana kungama pepa ali tutoza hao kambanto isilifela. Unanikuba niyo nazibahazo yani?
The bus driver say, here, wait a minute. That ain't my token. The airplane man say, we go out there now, a ticket is a token.
Ndilai wawamba siukali. Kie, libela famuzuzu. Yeo hakizibahazo yaka. Muna wafurai ukali. Kie ande, zwela kwande. Twale tikiti, kona zibahazo.
You go out there and tell the pilot, here, I want to get on your plane. How much is it? Go ahead and get your token. Oh, I'll pay you. I can't take it. You won't get on my plane until you go pay the price and get the token. I'm looking for the token.
Amen.
Zola kwani ubulele mufu fisi wa fulai. Kie, nibata kukena fulai ya hao. Kibuka ikana. Kena uyo muhela zibazo ya hao. Oh, nikakulifa. Hani naku ya muhela. Hauna kukwela mafulai yaka. Konja ukali fatifo. Nikuba nizibahazo. Nibatazibahazo.
You say, well, I went to school. I done this. I don't care what you done. You got to have the token or you don't get on.
That's right.
Amen and amen. Can't you see?
Muliki hande ni kenisikolo. Nyeze sakuli ni haninataba kazoa izize. Ulukela kuba nizibahazo. Kusichwalo hauna kukwela. Amen, amen. Kana amuoni nji.
God requires that token. When I see the blood, and only will I pass over you, and I see the token.
Mulimu utokazi bahazo. Hani bwana mali, mikonji fela nikamifitelela. Hani tawa bwana zibahazo.
It was not displayed, the covenant wasn't even in effect. A Jew could absolutely say and prove himself to be a circumcised Jew. You could take the brethren out and say, look here, I'm circumcised. That didn't mean one thing.
Nesika bwana aliswa, wulika ni mane ne usina mata fo. Mujuda wako na kubulela ni kuiponisa choloka. Kuba kamu juda yake ni mampato. Na kanga mizwale ni kubula kuli. Amu tali mefa ni keni mampato. Seo unestat talusisika.
You say, I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist, I'm Pentecostal, I'm this, I'm that. That don't mean one thing.
Muli ni wa Methodist, ni wa Baptist, ni wa Pentecota, ni wa se, ni sakuli. Seo hasitalusi ni haibasika.
You've got to have the token. And when the token comes, it testifies of Christ. He said it would. And Christ is the Word.
Ulukela kuba nizibahazo. Michwale zibahazo haitaha ipaka za Kriste. Haabule zikuli ikaba chwalo. Mi Kriste, kia nalizwi.
And how can you deny that the Bible's true part of it and still say you have the token when the token is the testimony of Jesus Christ? That's what I wonder.
Mi ukona chwanikulu latuwa kulivivele kianiti. Siemba sayona, minitengi ubulele kuli, unanizibahazo. Miaba zibahazo kwa na bupaki wa Jesu Kriste. Mwabona, zeo kwa na zeni komoka.
Oh, say, I don't believe that'll be the days of miracle. Look out, there's no token there. The token punctuates every word with an amen. Amen. Everything, because it's God itself.
Yeah. Oh, muli, hanilumeli, nilumeakuli mazazi alimakazo. Oh, amutalime, hakuna zibazo mateni. Zibazo ya lava kwali nzukuli. Amen. Kwali kakao fela. Kawuli kimuli mukasibili. Mwabona?
All right. But if the token was not there, the covenant was not in effect. It was annulled. Same now.
Kulukile, kono haiba zibazo na isiotengi. Kipeto bulikani, nebusinamata. Nebufelisizwe, kwa aswana nitwale.
No matter how much you say, I believe every word in the Bible. You say, Brother Branham, I can quote you half of that Bible, all the Bible by heart. I believe every bit of it. That's good. Satan does too. It takes the token.
Hakunataba kamo ubulelela. Kamo kabulela kuli, nilumela linzu kaufela mwabivele. Muzwale Branham. Nana akona kubulela kakupeta lichikala bibele. Bibele kaufela kapilu. Nilumela siyemba sayo na kaufela. Zeo kizende. Sata ni kimwa eziza nganiena. Mm-hmm. Siluarazi bahazo.
Well, Brother Branham, I've got my wall full of degrees. I'm a bachelor of art and I have a doctor's degree and a LLD of Latin.
Kihande mzole Branham. Nina nilimota la kali tezi filama degree. Ni muikawali tuto. Mini nani degree ya dokota hapeni LLD ya silatini.
Oh, I've wrote books, I've done this, I've done everything, I've done all these things. I don't care, that's all right. But yet you got to have the token.
Amen.
The token. Still the token is required.
Mi, oh, ni ngozi libuka. Nieze sakuli, nieze lika kaufela. Nieze lika ze kaufela. Hanataba, zeo kaufela kizende. Kono nitengi, unanikuwa ni zibahazo. Zibahazo, nitengi zibahazo, na itoko hala.
He said, I'm a Bible student. I'm a good person. I'm this, that. That's maybe fine. That's all good. But still, it's got to have a token.
Muli ni muituti wa bibele. Ni muti omunde. Nise, sani, zeo zako na kubahande. Kaufela kizende. Kono nitengi, kuluke la kubanizi bahazo.
Now, death was ready to strike Egypt at any time. And so is death ready to strike the nation now at any time.
Chole, lifu, nelilifu kaufi. Nikunina taige pita kana kukaufela. Mikacholo lifu lifaka ufi ni kuninatanaha kana kukaufila.
Anna Jean, I feel something like your dad said a remark one time. I've always liked that. He said, you know, this nation with the same sins, if God lets America get by with what she's doing, he'll be morally obligated to raise Sodom and Gomorrah up and apologize to him for burning them. That's right.
Anna Jean, ni kutuwa ntu engwi inge bwenda taho. Ni wabulizita wa engwi na kuengwi. Na ilata pule watengi, nebaize. Mwaziba na haye, kali vize swana, haiba mulimu atuele la Amerika kuya mutakafululele, nizasu likuweza. Ukato kwa la kususaso doma ni Gomora, ni kukupaswa leo kubona, kakubachisa. Mieo kiniti.
Remember, Israel paid for every sin she did, and so will we.
Yeah. Upule, Israele nalifile kasibi, kaufila sana ezize. Miniruna, luka alifa.
How loosely are we getting? Tighten up the armor. Come back to God, church. I'm not saying these things to be different. I'm telling you as a warning. You believe?
Luza maa chwani, kabu suleni chwana. Amu tamise lilu waniso. Amu kutele kumuli mkeleke. Hanivule lili kaze. Kakubata kubaya shutani. Nimivule la zona kakubate muso. Mulumele.
Death was ready to strike. God had showed them his grace and his mercy through powers and signs and wonders. So has he today before taking the church out. Still they desired not to repent and to believe the message.
Lifune lilibu kaufi ni kuwa. Mulimu ababonisamu hawa hae nisi shemo sahae. Kama ata nilisupo nize komokisa. Kono mwana aze lize kachenu. Asikazu sakalisi chaba kwandi. Nitengi abasikala takubaka nikulumela lingusa.
See, there was a message just before the taking out of the church. There always has to be. Same now.
Mwabona nekuna nilingusa kusika wakale kuungelwa kwa kileke. Kami takuna nikuba.
Every spiritual happening is a sign from God. Do you believe that?
Keza halo ya moya kaufela kisi supo sisi wakumulimu. Kana malumela cholo?
Like the message, there's a sign, and then the message follows the sign.
Kuswana sinalingusa, kuna ni sisupo, miki petro lingusa, lilatele la sisupo.
God told Moses, said if they won't believe the voice of the first sign, maybe they'll believe the voice of the second sign.
Mulimu na abulezi mushe ali, haiba haba nakulumela linzwi la sisupo sapili, mwendi wakalu melalinzwi lasisu posa ubeli.
Now when you see signs going on and no message behind it, this is the same old school of theology and on down, That wasn't from God. But where there's a sign showed, a message follows it.
Chala mubonali supo hali ezahala, mikusinali ngusa mamula wasona, sikolo sakale fela siswana sabula peri, nikuta achwalo. Seo, asisu kumulimu. Kono, akuna nisisupo sisi weniswa, lingusa likasi latela.
Now look, Jesus, come on the scene. Am I deafening you or whoever who's on this microphone here? It sounds like it's coming back, maybe it's a little loud. I want you to get it.
Chale, I'm telling me, Jesu anatile, kana na mitiba mazebe, kamba kima nkau fela yali fa microphone kwanu, yutwala kuli isweli kukuta mamulaho. Mwendi ipa hamiahulu mamulumo, nibata kuli muli yutwe.
When Jesus came on the scene, he never said very much to people. Everybody wanted him in his church. Oh, this young prophet, we're just so happy to have him. He was healing the sick. Oh, glory to God. God's raised up a great man among us. That was fine.
Mi Jesu anatile, nasika bula zenga tahulu kwa sichaba. Mangi ni mangi. Namu bata mwakilikia hai. Oh, mprofita wa mwana nayo. Luta vila ahulu kakupa niena. Na suliku 47 kuli. Oh, kanya kumulimu. Mulimu. Nati sise muna yo mutuna. Mwakalaluna. San nelisa sinde.
So one day, it come to a spot to where that was his sign. Isaiah 35 said it would be a sign. The lame would leap like a hart and so forth. The blind would see. It was a sign.
Kacholo za zile lingwi za atafasi baka 4, saani nelisi supo sahaye. Isa 35 ulu yakuli, kukaba si supo, lihole lika tulaka sinatolo. Nizengu cholo, libofu likabona, nelisi supo.
He displayed his sign as Messiah and so forth. And many of them said, yes, I could go for that. Well, now, if that was a sign, there's got to be a voice of that sign.
Na wanzisa sisupo sahaye, kakuwa mesia, nizengu cholo. Mibona, mungate wana bali, ni, na kona kulatila zeo. Kihande chwale, haiba saa ninelisi supo, kulukela kubali nzwi la sisupo seo.
What was the voice behind it? When he began to teach his doctrine and call him a bunch of snakes in the grass, he wasn't pauper from then on.
That's right.
See, when the voice came with the sign went first.
Linzu nelilifi, la mamula wasona, Hana kalile kuluta tuto ya hae. Nikuwa bizasi shangata salino wa mabuchwani. Atoka kuba ya nanika huo kuzuafaa nikuwa kwa pili mwabona. Linzwe halitaha ni sisupo. Sisupo kona sena silitane la pili.
Moses went down in Egypt with the sign. And he threw down his rod, turned into a serpent. That was sign. But after a while, the voice come with the sign. Then it was different.
Mushe aya kwa egepita ni sisupo. Mi ane pela mulamua hae fafasi. Wafetu wa Noha. Sani na ilisisupo. Kono kasamula onyana, linzulata hape ni sisupo. Miise kushuta na.
They don't want that the voice must be follow a sign. And at no other time could it ever come but that time because it was time for the scriptures to be fulfilled.
Mwawona, abalatiseo ki, kili nzwi lilukela kubacholo. Kulatelela sisupo, miakuna nako ni heba eka na yeli kile zaataha konjika nako yaani.
Look what he told him in the burning bush. I have seen the groans and heard them of my people and seen their afflictions by the taskmasters of Egypt. And I remember my promise that I made Abraham.
Mutali mesana mubulelezi mwasichacha nisesituka. Nivoni sitongo ni kutu wasichabasaka. Mini voni ni manyandu wawona kaba za maisi baige pita. Mini upuzise piso yaka yeni kire nafa Abrahama.
400 years had expired, and he told Abraham they'd be down. See, no other time could it be. Moses had to come just at that time.
Miahaye miande mine hase ifelile, kihabule Abraham akuli, wakaba kwani, mwabona. Akuna nako isili, yene kaba yona. Mushe nana nikutaha, kayona yani.
God's big clock ticks perfect.
Amen.
It won't be 1 minute faster, 1 minute behind. It'll be just exactly on the time.
Wachi yetu na mulimu, iveleka hande. Haina kumata kamuzuzu limungi, kamba kusiala muzuzu limungi, mamulaho. Ikawa fela kakuzama ya ninako.
Well, so you see, everything was running just right. Could not come at other times. Neither could these things come at other times.
Kihande, kulimubone, likakau fela nilisuli fela kuzama ya hande. Nilisata ikalina kolisili. Mane likaze, halikoni kuta kalina kolisili.
This could not have come in the days of Luther. It could not have come in the days of Wesley. The days of the Baptists or Methodists in their days, it couldn't have come. It has to come now.
Say, nesisike sataha mwamazazi a Luther, nelisike sataha mwamazazi a Wesley, mazazi aba Baptist kamba aba Methodist, mwamazazi a wana, nelisike sataha, linani kuta achwale.
Israel has to be a nation. The churches has to be like they are now. There had to be a third message, a third church age.
Israele unani kubanaha. Likeleke linani kuba moli nezichwale. Nekuna nikuba lingusalabularu. Lusika lwakeleke abularu.
There had to be a Laodicea. It cannot form until Pentecost come and shot their wad and went out and organized and did what they did. Then it has to come. Then comes the Lord. When they put him out of the church, he is the Word.
Nekuluka kubala Odesia. Nelisika ezala konji Pentecota haitaha nikubo nisamu kwa obona. Nikuzola kwa ndekwe konga konga. Nikuweza zene baizize. Kona kuli ina nikutaha mikipeto kutaimulena. Haba mulele kila kwa ndi akeleke kiena linzui.
They're afraid to challenge that word anywhere. They keep awful quiet about it. But yet they fuss about it.
Basa baku kanani salinzulani ni hakuli cholo. Vainafila inge bakuzize kazona. Kono nitenye basaka nana kazona.
Chicago here not long ago when the Lord gave me a vision. I had 300 ministers down. I said, now I know what you about serpent seed and so forth. I said, one of you take your Bible and come stand by my side and disprove it.
Chicago kwanu akikala hulu. Fani mulena hani fapono. Neni vile ni bakutazi baba mashumi ya malalu kulokwani. Senili chwale nizibaze muka kaza peo ya noha nize ngucholo. Senili alimu mwe wamina ange bibele miayeme kwa tuko nina miakanane.
The quietest bunch you ever heard. I said, then keep off of my back. It's out of their school of thinking.
Siku atasisi kuzaa hulu kuzeni kile na utofating. Senili kona kuli amuzo kuna mwabuna. Lizu wa masikolo sakuna hana.
Yet they say Brother Bram's a prophet when he was anointed. But when the anointing's off of him, oh, I don't know. What a... If that isn't a mark of a mixed up theologian.
Ibo bali, muzole brana mkimu polofita hatu zizwe. Kono haiba tozo izwa kuwena. Oh, hani zivi. Haki. Haiba seo akisi supo sa. Samui tuti wazavula peli. Yali angani?
The word prophet means a divine revelator of the word. Amen. The word of the Lord come to the prophets.
Ki yona linzula kuli mu profita litarusa mu sinuli wabumulimu ya sinula linzwi linzula mule na litanga kwa ba profita.
That's how Jesus was identified. They said that at the resurrection, they said, we know he was a prophet of God. See, no man could do these things lest God be, and they wouldn't accept his message.
Kona mwana zibale la Jesu mise wabule la kasamula wa wazu wabali luzi bakuli na alimu profita wabumulimu mabona hakuna mutu wako na kweza likaze konji haya wabumulimu unaniena kono ni basa muheliri musalahae.
They wouldn't accept John, and he was the prophet. Wouldn't accept Elijah and all the rest of them. And they had the divine revelation.
Nevasika muhela Joani. Mina alimu profita. Nevasika muhela Elia. Hakuna ni omuka na obona. Mine bana nisini loyabu mulimu.
The word, the English word prophet, English words can mean anything. It means a preacher. But when you say prophet of the old Bible, it meant a seer.
Linzu leo, linzu lasikuwa muprofita. Manzu lasikuwa akuna utalusa sika kaufila. Litalusa mkutazi. Kono hamu bule lakuli muprofita kabibele ya kale.
And his credentials was that what he told come to pass, and that was a sign that he was a prophet, and he also, that was a sign that he had the divine revelation of the written word.
Amen.
And then God confirming it behind him proved it.
Mima pampira hai nelikuli, sana abulela hasieza hala. Misa neliso nasi suposa kuli, nali mpulofita. Niena nalisi suposa kuli, nana nisinu labu mulimu yali nzuleli ngozwi. Nikipeto mulimu wali yemela, kwa mula wa hai kulipaka.
How? Well, it just has to be this way, that's all. Ain't no way of getting around it. God said it be that way, and there you are.
Chwani, kihande liruke la fela kubakanzila yo, kufelile. Akunanzila isili ya kupoto lalika. Mulimu na ubulezi kuli kukaba onachwalo mikifoe chwale.
But there it is today, see? That token's got to be there that identifies that word and makes it exactly true.
Kono kileo foka chenu, mabona, zibao zoyani inani kubafani.
Then, how he prepared all of his promised land people. Now, when he's going to have this Exodus, which is a type.
Ni mwana sepiselize zeo, mwana alukiselize si chabasa hae, mwana haya sepiso, chole. Hana akaba ni muspili wo, wo noli fela mufuta.
Now, I'm going to try to be out about another 15, 20 minutes with the message. Notice close now, I want you to get this cause I may never see you again.
Chole ni kalika kufeza mwendi kami zuzuye lishumi niye kitalizo ye tetama. Mezuzuye mashumi amabeli nilingusa. Mulemu ye kato kumelo chole. Nibata kulimutu seta baye. Kakuli hakuna. Hanaku mivona hape. Mabona.
Notice. Now watch how he prepared his people. How many knows that he never changes his ways? He never does. He's, now look to the Bible and see if he ever changes it. No sir.
Mulemu he. Chole mutalime mwana alukuselizesi jabasa hai. Kibabakai babazibakuli. hali chinchinizi ya zahai, yena batili hachinchi. Yena u, chwali amutali memabibili, mimubone. Hawa akile alichincha, batili sha.
How did he prepare the people? First, he sent a prophet with a sign, which was Moses. Is that right? And the sign had a message. A message to get ready, they were going out to the land that was promised.
Chole na lukuse chwa nisi chaba, pili na alumira mprofita nisi supo, yana alimushe, kana kucholo. Misi supo, nesina nilingusa, lingusa la kuitukisa. Nebazuela kwa naha, yes, episizwe.
Then, he had identification of this prophet that a light was over the top of him. A pillar of fire followed this prophet. We know that went through the wilderness with Moses. We realize that.
Mi, aba nizibahazo, ya mprofita yokuli, liseli nilifali mwa hae. Siita samulilo nesilati la mprofita yo, luaziba cholo. Saza maya mwali hala upanimushe, luaziba cholo.
And then he gave them a token for the assurance that they wouldn't have to be scared, all upset and nervous. He said, when I see that token, I'll pass over you.
Miki hawa bafazi bahazo ya kukolo wakuli, nebasa alukele kusaba, kau fela wafilikana ni kuikalelwa, fana bulezi kuli, hani buonazi bahazo yani, nika mifitelela.
Watch how he did now. He prepared first a sign, a messenger, identified message, identification of the messenger, and a token for the assurance that the way was paved. They're headed for the promised land.
Mutali memwana azelize chwale, aluksa sisupo pili, ili mulumiwa, lingusa leliziba halile, kuzibala kwa mulumiwa, nizibazo, kakukolo kuli, nzilane ili filwe, valibile kwa na haya sepiso.
The same thing he's done today. What did he do? He sent us the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the messenger. And the scriptural identification of himself identifies him among us the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mtu Yesu wana uyeze nika chenu. Kisi kama insana izize, ulumezi moya oke nile kie na mulumiwa. Mipo nazo yama ngolo ya hailuli ivonisa iye na mwala luna. Yes, wana mavani kachenu ni kuyakuile.
And the token is the assurance. What are we scared about? Our fare is already paid and we are identified with our sacrifice. Hallelujah. He can't turn you down. He promised that. We're identified.
Mizi bahazo kona sepiso. Lusabasi kamangi. Tifo ya musipilo waluna ili filwe kale. Miru zibahala kasi tabelo saluna. Hako ni kukuhana usepiso na cholo. Luna nizelu yemela.
Israel coming out of Egypt, as I said, is like the bride coming out of the church.
Israel kakuzo maige pitas na hanivulezi inge munyaliwa yazo makeleke.
When Moses began his ministry, Israel all gathered together in Goshen for prayer and worship. Exactly. Come from all parts of the Egypt.
Mimushe haka alisabulumi wa wahai. Israel kaofela akopane ama Goshen. Kwali tapelo nimirumbeko kiniti. Bazwa kwaliva kakaofela zaige pita.
That's the way the bride will do. He'll come out of all the oneness, two-ness, three-ness, and all the other kinds. He'll come out. It's got to.
Cholo kona, mwa kaeza mnyaliwa. Ukazo mwa laba oneness kaufela, two-ness, three-ness, nimifuta yeu kaufela. Ukazo matengi, kuna nikupa cholo.
Now we read here in Hebrews, first thing we must think of, come from all parts, come out from amongst unbelief. Now the Holy Spirit promised to call that in the last days. Come out from among the unbelievers.
Chole lubala moo, mwama eveluka, luaziva ntu ya pili, yelu na nikupula, kuzwa mwali emba kaufela, amuzo mwala kusalumela.
Notice, we find out in Hebrews 10:26, I got wrote down here, it says this, if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there's no more sacrifice for sin. See? If you disbelieve willfully,
Chole moya o kenile nose pisize kuviza seo mwama zazi a amaungulo. Amuzwe mwala baba salumeli, mulemuhe, lufumana chwana mwama evelu 10:26. Ni ingozifa, hivulela chwana. Hai balueza sibi kasamu laho luamwela zibo ya niti, akusana stabilo sasibi. Mawona, hai ba usalumeli kakulata.
Now if you notice what my AI say here, if you spare me a moment, I make that illustration and I could feel the spirit didn't go over right. See, notice.
Chole, hai ba mkale muha. Kisi kama ngiseni kona kubule lafa, haba muka nifana kwenye nakuli, nisi tatulule, na ikutuwa mamoya. Asisikaza maila hande, mabona, mule muhe.
Here's Hebrews. They're on the road out. God chose 12 men, or Moses did, by the hand of God to go over and spy out the land and come back. Bring back a token of the land.
Kiwa maeberu, wamwamusipiri wabona bazwa. Mulimu na waketile baana wabali shumika wabili. Mushekie na yana ketile. Kalizo la mulimu. Kuyotula naha.
And when they got there, 10 of them were scared to death. While they said them Amalekites up there, we look like grasshoppers to them. Joshua and Caleb come back bringing the evidence we can do it.
Mihaba yo kuta batisa zibazo ya mwana. Mihaba yo punya kwani. Wabali shumi. Wabona wakene wakisabo kuisalifu. Kini sebali. Mama leke wani kwani. Lubona alangeli mbimba kubona. Joshua ni Kalebu. Hawa yo kutabata ni bupaki wakuli. Luwako na kuhapa.
You see, that's borderline believers. They come through these different elements and through church and joining church and baptisms and forms.
Mwabona wawo kiba rumeli basi hali hali. Nebatile kalinzila ze shuta na ze. Niza keleke, nikui kopanya kwa keleke. Nilikolo wezo nimi kwa hengwi.
But when it comes right up to crossing over to get the token, the evidence that the land is there, that life, Jesus Christ, is not dead. It's another dimension. He lives in it. He's with us. He's now in us.
Kono halitaha kuzakusilela mabuse kuyongazi wazo. Bupaki wakuli na haitengi. Bupilo wani, Jesu Kriste asikashwa. Kika lulo isili, ya pila kuyona. Unaniluna, unaniluna.
When it comes to that, they couldn't believe that. That was too much, you see. And they come back and everyone died in the wilderness. Not one of them went over.
Halifitaha kuzeo, nevasikalu melacholo. Zeo neleze tunahulu mwabona. Miaba yo kuta. Mibona. Mangi ni mangi. Shula mwali halaupa. Hakuna ni omukana wabona. Yana silezi mwabuse.
And see, if we disbelieve, we Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, I hope my old teacher sitting here today, Dr. Roy E. Davis, many of you know him right here, Fort Worth, is perhaps sitting in here.
Miaba mwone hai balusa lumeli, lunaba Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, ni sepa guli muluti waka wakale, utia ni moka chenu, Dr. Roy E. Davis, mungate wami na mwa muziva,
I remember we discussed these things many, many years ago. He baptized me in the faith, the Missionary Baptist Church.
Now, pula nilombo zilita waze, lili moze ngate ngate kafo. Nani kolobelize mwatu melo, mkutazi wakali wa Baptist.
Looking, in here now, if we come up to that borderland, say, well, glory to God, I spoke in tongues, hallelujah, that's not it.
Mi amutalime, Mwahali mocho wale haibalu, haibalu ta fasi hali alifo. Luli kihande, kanya kumulimu, nivulezi kama limi, haleluya, hakizona.
If you can say, disbelieve any of that word, there's something wrong with your experience. See?
Haiba ukabule akuli, kusalumela neku, lifikao fela alali nzulani, kuna nsisi fosalile ni kutwisi ya hao. Mwabona?
You come right up to the land and see it's there. You see that Jesus has raised, he's among us. You hear the word that follows the message and still don't believe it. You know what happens? Then they die right in the wilderness.
Mutai mukene mwana ha. Ni mubone kuli matengi. Mukawona kuli Jesu uzuhile. Umwala luna. Mutuali nzwi leli latele la lingosalani. Kono nitengi hamunilumeri. Mwaziba sinisiza alile. Miseba shwela mali hala upa.
If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. That's what the book of Hebrews tells us.
Haiba lueza sivikabo umu. Kasamu lao luamu helazibu ya niti, hakusana sitabelo sasibi. Kona seelu vulea buka ya maiveru.
And I watch, as we see the great end time signs in the earth that he promised, how much more it's warning us that the time is at hand.
Michole ya mutalime, halu nze lubu analisu poze tuna zana kwe ya maungulo malifasi. Zana asepisize halilu lemusa kabu tuna kulina kwe ifaka ufi.
Quit unbelieving, come together. We should love each other. And believe and separate ourselves from the world.
Mutuele kusalumela, mutai hamoho, lulukela kulatana nikulumela, nikukawohana nilifasi.
Notice, they were not to just come together and talk about the message, they were to get into it, get under the blood.
Mulemuhe, nevasa taifela hamoho, nikubulela falingusa, nevalukela kukena kulona, kubamata samali.
Not come say, you know, Moses told us, the messenger, he told us that we should have blood. What do you think about it, boys? That wasn't it. Get the lamb killed and get the blood up there.
Haki kutakubula kuli. Mwaziba, mushe ulubulelezi. Mulumiwa, naize, ulubulelezi kuli. Luluke lakubani mali. Muna nasikama ingazona, bashimani. Nesi chwalo, munge ngunya na mvulaye. Mimu sase mali, fali mufo.
We can come and sit and agree with the word and everything else, but don't have that token. What good does it do us? No good. Get beneath it.
Lwako na kutani kuina, nikulumela na falinzwi, nilikaze mkaufela kono halu nazibazo yani kibu ndamangi bolunani hakuna wende hamwine mwate saona.
He was not responsible for anyone out from under that blood. And he's not responsible for anybody today out from under the token.
Nasnamula tuwa mutu yana siyo mwate sa mali yani. Mia anamula tuwa mutu ufika ufila kachenu yazule mwate sa zibazo yani.
The whole family. Only safe when they were under the token and the token was displayed, the entire family. You believe that?
Lubasika ufela, neba iketile haivile, neba limuate sa zibazo. Mizibazo na ibo naliswa, lubasika ufela, kana molumela cholo.
Today we are to remember that people. Our children and this teenage of nonsense and rock and roll and things that we're going through. And all these are beetles and bugs. And do you know that all is represented here in the book of the Bible?
Kachenu luswane yaku hupula cholo sichaba. Vana valuna, miva nana, vabancha, vabali kuba, nizaru oku niro, nilikazelo ifita kuzona. Nibama bitu zika ufela, moo niliko kwani. Mi, kana mwazi wakuli kaa ufela, lina nizeli yemela mwabuka ya vivele.
It says that in Revelations. Certainly it does. How people, they're dead. They can't rise. They were never eternal. They wasn't even in the thinking. So they'll perish.
Ya bulela cholo masinulo, kini tia bulela. Kulisi chaba, sona kiba, mwabona, kiba habayo. Ki, baba shwile, abako nukuzuha, nebasika kuyakwile, nebasio mane ni mwamuna hano, kona kuli bakashwa.
They'll be done forever, totally annihilated. They'll be punished for aeons of time for what they've done, but anything that had a beginning has an end. It said it don't have no beginning, has no end.
Bakala latele la kuyakwile. Kakufelelela baka bulawa. Baka afi wako toka nako. Yeza aeons. Kaseba ize konosi kakao fela sisina ni makalelo. Sina ni mafelelezo. Kilika zesina makalelo. Kona zesina mafelelezo.
There's only one form of eternal life. Hallelujah. One form of eternal life. We strive for that.
Kuna nifela mufuta ulimungwe wapupira busa feli. Mufuta ulimungwe wapupira busa feli. Luika taze kazeo.
Notice. Joshua. The second chapter of Joshua. The believing Gentile harlot. Had heard and her family and brought them under the scarlet cord which was a token from the messengers of Joshua.
Mulemwe, Joshua kauhanywa tu ya Joshua. Wali hule labamachaba ya lumela na utwile. Niluwa siluwa hae, nikuba tisa mwate salisila lelifu belu. Yene lizibazo, yene tahile, nivalumi waba Joshua.
God's destroying angel honored that token and that only in that city. There was God's requirement by his servants that God required this token and that was the only...
Lingelela mulimu, leli bulaya la tokomela zibazo yani. Nisi nino sifela, mwamule nengiwani, sana nikona sana tokwa mulimu. Kabatanga bahaye kuli mulimu, na avata zibazo ye, mikio na ino sifela.
I don't care if he's the mayor of the town, if he's the holiest man in the town, if they're one of the biggest church in the town... Everything in the city fell but that house. God alone honored that token.
Hanata bakamba nalimu yemeli watolopo. Haiba nalimu na yake nile kufitisa mwatolopo. Kamba nebali mwakeleke yetu na huluma tolopo. Likakau fela mwamule nengi. Zawa kwanda yonandu yani. Mulimu anosi atalimazibao zoyani.
Notice Jericho had heard that God was doing great things. But they didn't take heed to the warning. So is the people today hearing what God's been doing for the last few years. But they won't take heed to it.
Mulemuhe, Jericho nao tulekuli mulimu na asulikuwe zalikaze tuna. Konone basika sizangana kwa temuso. Kimova inezi ni batuka chenu. Vaa utu waza asulikuwe za mulimu. Kamia hanyana yesi. Konova nakulitokomela.
This great power of grace and signs. Like he promises it was in the days of Sodom. So shall it be. I promise that thing would be. Watch what taking place in Sodom.
Onama tama tuna amu hao. Ah, nilisupo sina mwana sepsileze kuli. Sina mwane kuinezi mwama za Sodoma. Kona moku kavela. Mwana sepsileze kuli. Likazani. Kona moku kavela. Mubwone sene singresiba kama Sodoma.
Remember, there was the sign of Sodom. But the messenger... Of Malachi 4 is to get the people's hearts back to the fathers, the Pentecostal fathers, back to the Bible.
Mupule nekuna nisisupo sa Sodoma, kono, mulumi wa Malachi 4 ulukela kungali pilu za sichaba, kukutela kwa bashemi. Bashemi wa Pentecostal, kukutela kwa vivele.
There can't be no more Bible, something else. This is the entire revelation of God. And someone said, well, I believe this part. I don't know about that. The real messenger of God sweeps you back to the entire thing. See? Notice. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Bring you back to every word of God.
Miyomunguli kihande nilumela siembase. Anizibi kasani. Mulumi wa waluli wa mulimu. Uka miisa kwasi kasisi tezi. Mabona. Mulemwe seokona saye za moya okenile. Kumi kutisa kwa linzula mulimu.
His grace had been shown. His judgment was next. They must have believed that they were safe in their great big denominational buildings they had there in Jericho. But they find out it didn't work.
Muhau wa hae nobona halizwe. Katulo ya hae na itatama. Valukela kulumela kuli. Nebaweziba iketile mami yao ya bona. Yemi tuna alikopano. Nebana niyo na mwa Jericho mwani. Kono wafu manakuli. Nesika abeleka.
There must have been some of the... Maybe got in there. Somebody, there's a couple of boys got in there and told to get all that predestinated seed together.
Kulukela kubababa ngwiba. Mwendi veneba kene mwatengi. Kanzila yengwe. Nekuna nibashima nebaweli. Veneba kene mwatengi.
And she used her house for a church and received the messengers. And then got all in her city that would believe under the token.
Mikihaba, mi aitu sandu ya haye kubakeleke. Ni kwa muhela valumiwa. Mikihanga ka ufela vamamule nengi. Vene wakalumela. Vaina mwatasazi bahazo.
One woman. And that whole great economy. One little woman in her real fame, probably excommunicated from every church in the city, but she believed that messenger.
Amen.
Musali alimungwi, mwana hatuna yani. Musali nyana alimungwi, mi ili wali bubole imaswe, lubule kuli, na ketulua kwa kele iki kaufila, ya mamule nengi, kono na alumela mulumi wa yani.
And that messenger left the token, a sign, and God honored the token.
Amen.
So is it today.
Mi mulumi wa yani. Asi azibazo, sisupo. Mimulimu atokomela azibazo yani. Kona mwaku inezni kachenu.
Just remember, when God's wrath destroyer that come, that big system fell, the token kept her house safe. Not because she's a good woman, because she had faith and applied the token.
Mhupule fela buhali wa mulimu, wabu sinya wataha. Mulao omu tunawani wawa. Zibazo, yabulu kandu ya hae mawi keto. Hakikuli nelimusalio munde, kakuli nana nitumelo, mi abe azibazo.
Now what she said, yeah, that was fine, man. I certainly enjoyed the message they gave, but honest, it sounds kind of silly to have the string hanging out my window. I'll just pull it in. It would have fell.
Chole kutuwa nikambe na kabula kuli. Ehe, vaa nikivana vandi. Kaniti ni kozili ngusaleva kutalize. Kono, kakusepala liutuala kubabu kuba. Kuba ni muhala, ole pila fali haulo. Nika uhoyela fila muhali. Ne ukawa!
But a fell, God only honored the token. Same as life token is in Egypt.
Neukawa, mulimu fela na tokumela zibahazo. Kuswana nizibahazo, yeli maige pita.
Joshua was a type of Jesus because Joshua means Jehovah's Savior. He was a type of Jesus, was true to the token sign of his messenger had preached.
Joshua nalimu futa wa Jesu. Kakuli Joshua italusa Jehovah mupulusi. Nalimu futa wa Jesu. Nasepala kwa zibazo yaliswa wala mubulumiwa. Lana kutalize.
Joshua stayed true to that token sign. All under it was saved in Egypt. All under it was saved in Jericho.
Joshua apila kaniti kwa zibazo ya supo yani. Bene wali muatasi kaufela wapiliswa mwa Egepita. Va muatasi ayo na kaufela wapiliswa mwa Jericho.
The lamb's blood is a type today of the token that the Holy Ghost is the token of the day. All under it is safe. All out from under it is not safe.
Mali angu nyana kona mufuta waka chenu wazibahazo. Kulimwaya oke nile kona zibahazo ya kia chenu. Babali mwate asi ayona kaufela baiketile. Kaufela babali kwande ayona hawanasilelezo.
In Hebrews 13:10-20, he's called the everlasting covenant. The old covenant was one thing. This is a new, this is the everlasting covenant.
Mwama Eberu 13:10-20, ibizwa kuli vulikani wakuya kuile. Vulikani wakale nelinto ilingwi. Vo kibabuncha. Vo kibulikani wakuya kuile.
God's blood-bound promises makes us free from sin and shame and different from the rest of the world. You don't have to dress different. Anybody can dress different. You have to be on the inside different.
Amen.
Mulimu lisepiso za mulimu ze tamilwe kamali, zaru tamula kwa sibi ni maswabi. Ni huku baba shutani, ni baba ungebali fasi. Hauluke liku tina kakushutana, mutu kao fila wako na kutina kakushutana. Unanikuba chwalo mwahali, uli ya shutana.
The life is on the inside, not dressing, wearing. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink or wearing of apparel, but it's the long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, patience, and the Holy Ghost.
Wupilo bumahali, hakimu tinelo kutina, mubuso wa mulimu hakina amani kunwa, kamba kutina liapalo. Kono kipiru telele, wunde, musa, tivelelo, mwamu ya oke nile.
Now, the promises makes free from sin, shows that God hasn't recognized your sin.
Chwale, lisepiso lilukulula kwa sivi. Kuwanisa kuli mulimu ha, hatalimi fasibi sahao.
David said, blessed is the man who God will not impute sin to. And God will never impute sin over that token. Because the token is the paid sign that God has already received it. And you got the token for it. Your faith has bought it.
David anaize ufu yozu mutu yo mulimu asa abale lisibi. Mi mulimu hanakube asibi fazibazo yani kakulizibazo kisi supo sesi lifirwe kuli mulimu usia mwezi kale. Mi unanizibazo ya yona. Yama tumelo ya hao ile kile kale.
And you have the purchase price of your redemption in your body. To worship him and show forth his promises and power.
Mi unaniteko ya moile kezupulso ya hao mambili wa hao. Ya kumula pela nikubo nisalisi piso za hae ni mata.
The New Testament means new covenant. The blood means life.
Testament encha italusa vulika ni wabuncha. Mali atalusa vupilo.
The New Testament is the Holy Ghost Testament. The Holy Ghost giving testimony of what Jesus Christ has raised from the dead. Show Jesus has met every requirement for us and is alive today. The token proves he is alive to identify himself with us according to his promise.
Testamente encha ki testamente ya moya okenile. Moya okenile ufabu paki wabazu size Jesu Kriste kwa bafu. Nelikubwa nisakuli Jesu ufitile falika zeru na zeru tokwa. Mi wapila kachenu, zibazo ipakakuli, wapila kakuitibaza ilie naniluna, kuyakase piso ya hae.
Now how can a man read the Bible and see that he promised and see Christ return in these last days in the form of the Holy Ghost and identify himself alive? That's the token. That's the sign. That's the price paid.
Chole mutu kona chwa nikubala bibele, nikubwana kuli nase piseo na cholo, nikubona Kristi, hakuta mamazazi ama ungulo a, mamufuta moya, oke nile, nikuiponaza kuli wapila. Yeo kona zibahazo, seo kona sisupo, yeo kona tifo yeli filwe.
Don't never rely upon some sensation. I felt chills run over my back and I smelled something, seen some blood in my hands or some oil.
Musike mai tingete famai kutu amubili, ni utule silami. Sesi ni zama ya mamukokoto, mimi ni nunkele lanto engwi, ni boni mali, mamazo waka, kamba oli chwalo.
Or I've won my bachelor's degree, or I've danced in the spirit, I shouted, I spoke in tongues, then things might be all right. I've nothing against them, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Kamba, ni pumanezi degree ya chaziba. Kamba, ni vinezi mamoya, ni huile, ni vulezi kama limi, lika zeo zako na kubazande. Hakuna zeni nyaza kazona, kono zeo hakizona zeni ambula fatengi.
I'm talking about the identification of the token Jesus Christ raised and in us now identifying himself to vindicate this promised word of this day. Amen.
Nibulela kaza ponazo, yazibahazo. Jesu Kristi yazuhile, miukulu na chwale. Kuitibaza iliena, kupaka sinchalinzula, haila sepiso, laliza zile. Amen.
Then you and Christ are one. God and Christ are one. That day you'll know that I'm in the Father, Father and me, I and you and you and me.
Kona kuli, wena ni Kristi, mwalimungwi. Mulimu ni Kristi, kialimungwi. Kaza zilani, mukazibakuli, ninzi kumina, minda teukuna, na kumina, nimina kuna.
There is God made manifest in human flesh, showing himself alive after 2,000 years. That's the token.
Kiyo mulimu ya iponaza mwambili wabutu, inza iponaza ilie na aliapila. Kasamula wamiya hayeli kiti zepeli. Yeo kona ziba hazo.
If you're not in, get in real quick, friends. It might ever last be too late. We don't know.
Haiba hau yomu hali, amu kene kapili balikani. Ikasa na yawa kakulieha. Haluzibi.
Show forth his presence, the New Testament. The blood, and it is alive now, making vindications. And because he is, we have the right of all he purchased for us.
Abo nisapate ya haye testamenti encha mali. Mi ya pila chwale. Inza ebo nisalipona hazo. Mi kakuli utengi lunani tukelo yali kakao fela za lulekezi.
A man that's got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or a woman that's got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, has a right to everything that Jesus purchased for us. For that's the sign that we have. That's the buying power.
Muna yana nikolobezo ya mwea oke nile ikamba musali. Yana nikolobezo ya mwea oke nile. Unani tukelo kwali kakao fela za lulekezi Jesu. Kaguli seo kona sisu posalu nani? Ao kona mata akuleka.
Say, for instance, you say, well, Brother Branham, what do you mean? Here, make it plain now. I want you sick people to get this.
Nugule leka muti alamukali. Kia hande mzuale Branham. Utalusasika mangi. Faa, sipeta alise hande chwale. Mini bata minasicha bakuli. Muutue taba ye.
Look, if I was starving to death, and I know a loaf of bread, say, cost a quarter, and along comes a brother and says, here's a quarter, Brother Branham. You're starving. Take this quarter. Now, you know, I can be just as happy with that quarter in my hand as I can with the bread in my hand. Because I've got the purchase price. I've got the token that gets the bread.
I'm telling me, haba nishwatala. Mina azibakuli, kuna nisinkwa, lubule lekuli, silekasi yemba fela. Migipeto, kutamu zwale ya gulakuli, kisesi yemba sapene mzwale Branham. Ushuletala, ingaka penenya naka. Chole mwaziba, nikona fela kuya ya tabile, nisiemba seo mwalizo olaka sina mwene nikaeza nisi nkwa mutumbi mwalizo olaka. Kakuli nina niteko ya mwosi lekesezwa. Mi ni amwezizi bazo ya kupa nisi nkwa.
And right there's the bread. And the only thing I'm holding the token, the quarter that buys the bread, I can be just as happy with the token as it came with the bread.
Mikisa nifa nisi nkwa. Mi ntueli teni fela niswelizi bazo siemba sisi lekasi nkwa. Nikona kupa fela ya tabile nizi bazo kuya kamoni vela nisi nkwa.
Now, if you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is the token that you have every redemptive thing that Jesus died for belongs to you. It's in your hand.
Tole, haiba unanikolobezo ya mwe yaoke nile. Ona yeo kwa nazibazo wakuli, unanili kakao fela zee merakuli ululwa, zana aswezi Jesu. Kiza hao, limoma zoo ahao.
Are you afraid to claim it? If I put it in my pocket and say, well, I don't know whether I can buy that bread or not, I'll starve to death.
Kana wasaba kui kungirazo na? Haba ni vea mwapo kutu ya kanili. Kihande, anizibi haiba nako na kuleka sinkwa saa nikambane, nikabulai wakilifu.
But remember the merchant says, I have one requirement, Mr. Branham. 125 cents. You can have the loaf of bread. I got it. Amen. That settles it.
Kono muhupule mule kisi uli. Nito kwa nto ilingwe, Bob Branham. 25 cents ilingwe. Wako na kwa nisinkwa. Nina niona. Amen. Kona mafelelezo.
That's the reason we don't see so many things done today. The token isn't displayed. The real token. Oh, we have all kinds of bogus, but I mean a real token.
Kikaba kaleo halusa abonili kaze ngata, zee za haraka chenu. Zibazo aisika abonaliswa. Zibazo ya luli. Oh, lunanimi futa ka ufila ya malika nyiso. Kono nita lusa zibazo ya luli.
Look, then when we realize and present the token, the life it took for the token, the blood speaks for us.
Amu talimi, mihalule muha nikubwa nisa zibazo, wupilo woi lwezi. Wazibazo, kipeto mali, alwambule ya kwateni.
Remember, the covenant blood was recognized with the token, and the word assures us of the promise. The token is the sign that the purchase is made for us.
Muhupule, kutwano ya mali neizama elela kazibazo. Mili nzwi, lilu sepisa za sepiso, zibazo kisi suposakuli teko ili fiazuluna.
Now, if you're not included in that, of course, you'll never get nothing. You're just walking through a prayer line, walking back out, walking up the altar and looking up, walking back out.
Chole haiba huyo mwateni, kihande ehe nisha, hakuna zoka amuhela. Usoliguza maafiela mwamu koloko walitapelo. Utahainge uza maafiela, kuta kwa katala, nikuta ni mamu halimu, nikukuta hape.
Oh, brother, when that token's once placed in your heart, and you know it's a resurrection of Jesus Christ in you, something's happening. There is nothing going to turn you. You know where you belong.
Kono, oh, muzwale. Haiba zibazo yewe iveilwe fapiru ya hao. Miu zibakuli kizu hoya Jesu Kriste kuwena. Kuna nsisi ezahara. Hakuna sisi kakukelusa. Waziba kwa swanayakuba.
Full obedience to the whole Word of God entitles you to the token and nothing else. Blessed is he that does all of his commandments and might have right to the tree of life.
Kutwela kwa kutezi kwa linzu la mulimu kawa ufela, kukufa tukelo ya kubanizi bahazo, miya kuna nto isi lihape. Unanimbu yoti ya mamelali taeloza hai kawa ufela, wako na kubani tukelo kwa kote abupilo.
Then, when we pray, we must have the token to present with our prayers. I don't fail to get that.
Kuzofo, halula pela luswanila kubanizi bahazo, fakuta isa litapelo zaluna, tole musika mwa palilo kuswala likazeo.
When you pray, you must have the token to hold over your prayer. If you're not, keep praying until the token comes. Because you're not promised to receive it. You've got to have this token first. That's a paying price. Your faith to believe it.
Hau lapela ulukela kubanizi bazo kuli isindeke teta pelo ya hao. Hai ba ucholo, lapela kufitila zibazo itaha. Kakuli ya usikase pisu waku ya muhela. Mwabona, usone kubanizi bazo ye pili. Kiona teko ya tifo, tumelo ya hao kuli ilumele cholo.
Now, sign of full obedience. Fear is gone. Paul tells us that the blood speaks better things. You say the blood speaks. Yeah, the blood speaks.
Chwale, sisupo, saku tuwela, kukufelelezi, sawa ifelile, Paulusi ulubulela kuli, mali abulela likazende. Muli, mali abulela, mali abulela.
In Genesis 4:10, we find out that God said that Abel's blood spoke out from the earth. We find out in Hebrews 12 that the blood of the covenant of Christ speaks better things than that of Abel.
Mwa Genesis 4:10, lufumana chona kuli mulimu na abulezi kuli, kuli kaine kamba, abele mali ahae na abulea mali fasi. Lufumana mwama ebelu tuofu kuli, mali abulika ni wakreste, abulea lika zende kufita mali abele.
We find out the blood does speak. It speaks in your behalf. The life that's in you speaks for the shed blood. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mwabona, lufumana kuli, mali abulelanga, abulela mwasi waka sahao, wupilo wabuli kuwena, bubulela kamali asulu hile. Amen. Oh, muzwale.
I wish everybody could see that. See, if you can see what it is, it's the life that's in you. See, that blood is identifying you with it.
Amen.
It's a token.
Nilakaza kuli kambe mangi ni mangi mwabona cholo. Mwabona. Haba mwako na kubona seo silisona. Kibona upilo wabu nzi kuwena. Mwabona. Mali, kutamaha nyakuona. Kiyo naziba hazo.
What is? The blood was shed for you. You've accepted the life is coming to you. You have the token. That's the Holy Spirit.
Kana kisi kama iseo, kimali ana kusuluhezi. Wamuhezi. Minibupilo butia kuwena, unanziba hazo. Kiona moya oke nile.
Then when we pray, we must have the token to present with our prayers, as I said. And now, believe for ourselves and apply the token to the whole family. Like in Egypt, Jericho, or either in Acts 16:31, we find out that Paul told the Roman centurion, say, believe thou and all thy house shall be saved.
Michwale alula pela, lusone kubanziba hazo, ya kutia isalitia pelo zao na kayona. Sinahani bulezi. Michwale, lulumele, Kaluna bangi ni kulamba zibazo kwa luba sika ufela. Inge mwaige Peter, Jericho, kamba neva mwalikezo 1631. Lufumana kuli Paulus na ulezimu za maisi wa mpi wa Muroma. Kuli ulumele wena. Mivandu ya hao kwa ufela baka pilisua.
Apply to your family. You got an unsafe child. Lay the token right on top of him. Say, Lord God, I claim him. Stay right there. You got a mother or loved one that's lost. Lay that token on him. Say, Lord God, I claim it.
Mwalambe mwaluba sulamina. Haiba unanimuana ya sika pilswa, lambazi bazo kuye na uli, mule na mulimu na munga. Muinele hande unafo. Haiba unanivo maho kamba mulati wa yala teile, vyazi bazo yo kuye na uli, mule na mulimu na munga.
Move out of all the worldly trash out of your house. Get ready for it. Burn up your shorts. Throw your card tables away. Get rid of your cigarettes.
Amu zwa malika kaufela zalifasi. Zwa mandu ya hao. Itu kiseze yona. Chisa tuputu watu hao. Yumba makadi ya hao alitafule kwa hule. Zua kwali kwa iza hao.
Dump your unbelief in your church papers in the trash can where they belong. Amen. Then you're getting ready.
Yumba kusalumela kwa hao ni mapapili ya keleke ya henu. Masi ngongolo sama sila kwa aswanela. Amen. Foye kipeto. Wai tuki sakanti.
Then what do? Then apply the token in prayer with real evidence, real faith, plow it. Apply it with confidence.
Kipeto weza sikamangi, kipeto lambazi bahazo matapelo kabu paki wa niti tumelo ya luli ilambe ilambe kasepo.
When you apply the token, know that you're cleaned up. If our hearts condemn us not, then we have our request.
Hau lambazi bazo uzimakuli uke nisizwe. Haibali piruzalu na halilunyazi, kipetelu na nikupo yaluna.
As long as you people are doing them things is wrong, how are you going to ask God to do anything for you? When you know you're wrong.
Haibali fila minasi chaba mweza likaze ufosa alile. Uka akupachwa ni muli mukuli, akuweze zesika hau uzimakuli ufosize.
That's the reason we just stagger up and stagger back. I'm not saying this to hurt. I'm saying this to straighten out to get things right.
Amen.
How are you going to build it up on the chars of a Sodom and Gomorrah?
Amen.
Come back.
Kona livaka haru tante likani kukuta mamulaho. Hanibulele zeo kuli. Nimi utusebu maswe. Nibulele chualo kakumi tisa. Kuli mungeli kahande. Mukali toma chwa nifaku chisa kwa Sodom and Gomorrah. Amukute.
Associations and ministers that let the people do anything and get by and just put their name on a book and call them this, that, and the other. Once a disgrace.
Balikani bakutazi, batu elezi chabakweza likakao fila. Nikuya mutaka fululele, nikubea fila mabizu wabona, mwabuka, nikuipa se, sani, nisesingwi. Kanti, kima swami safira mane.
It's got so that faith is something's not even, don't even, very seldom ever know what it even is. They got a lot of hope, but no faith.
Misifitile fakuli tumero kintu esna, mane, mane haizivi kuli kisika mani. Vana nisepo. Kono haba natumero.
You've got to get back to everything's combed out and clean.
Amen.
Then take your token that you know that it's Jesus Christ in you. Then ply.
Mulukila kukuta kwani. Koli kakao fela hali otolo hile ni kukena. Mimui kungerezi bazo amina kuli. Muziba kuli ki Jesu Christ kumina. Mimui ilambe.
Something don't happen. There's something wrong. Go back again. Got the wrong thing in your hand. He promised it. He was the one who promised it. Apply it.
Haiba sisi mwasieza hali, kuna nsisi fosalile. Kutela fate ni hape, usweli ntoe siyeo na malizoho. Na asepisize cholo, kie na yana asepisize. Lilambe.
Read Ephesians 2:12 sometime if you wish to find out there. Notice in Hebrews 9:11 also, Paul said, serving the living God with living articles.
Mugale ma Ephesians 2:12 na kwenwe, haba mbata kuipalela mimukalemuha. Mulemuhe mwama Ephesians 9:11 hape. Paulus naize kuseweleza mwimu ya pila, kalita eloze pila.
Not saying, it's like, I go up like a Hebrew used to, take his sacrifice and come down the road with a big fat bullock and lay his hands up on it and identify himself and shed the blood. Go back justified. Jehovah required. He did it.
Akikubulela therakuli, nikaza maenge muheberu mwana zamaira, ungasita velo sahae nikuta manzira, nipo yetu na ekima, nikubea mazo ahae kuyona, nikuitibaza iliena, nikusulula mali. Akuta inza velo ya lukile. Jehovah na atokwa unacholo, na hezo unacholo.
Then the next generation, maybe they got a little colder. Somebody else got a little colder. The first thing you know, it become a family tradition. That's what Pentecost has become to us. A family tradition.
Nilusika lolu tatama, muendine vavile, baba vata kufita vapili. Mutuo mungui, abaya vata hulu kufita vapili. Taba vapili mwaziva, seivasi izo saluvasi. Chualo kona moi vezi pentekota kuluna, kisi izo saluvasi.
We get down and say, wasn't that television show pretty good tonight? What about they did down church? Lord Jesus, he oh mercy. It's a family tradition.
Luya kwanduli. Kana tukiso ya mazi mwangala yani, nesi yendenji. Alusazi wakuli, nebayezi ingi, kwa kereke, mulena Jesu folisa. Oh, makeke, mwabona, kisi zo salubasi.
You know, I spoke in tongues the other day. I belong to this or that, you know. Oh, it's a family tradition.
Mwaziba nenivulezi kama limizi ya zile lingui. Ni wasiemba se, kamba sani. Mwaziba, kisizo salubasi.
You know what God said? God said your fats and rams stink in my nose. That's right. Your sacrifices become a stink.
Mwaziba sabulezi mulimu. Mulimu naize, lipoho zami na nili totolo zenu nile. Zani, nunkele maningo. Yeo kiniti, litavelo zami na lifetu ile mungo omaswe.
And so as the Pentecostal sacrifices, and all of our denominational cut-ups and carry-on, our women and men doing the way they do, a form of godliness.
Mikona ni tabelo za mapente kote mwalivezi. Hamo hocholo ni kui, kame kwa likopa nozaluna ni kutundana. Niva hame waluna, niva ana, baiza kama baizeza, mufuta ula pelifela.
Work the music up and somebody jump up and down a while and it's all over like a bucket of water float on if the word of God happened to come forth and say something.
Kuliza lipina miyomungi, watu lewe muhalimu ni fafasi, fana kwenyana. Milifumane ya kawo fila kuswana nisikala samezi ya suruhezi kuyona. Hai bali nzula mulimu litacholo. Nikubulela nto isilifela.
What's the matter? Your sacrifices begin to stink before Jehovah.
Kibutatamangi. Litavelo za minali karakununka fapira Jehovah.
And it was at that time that the Isaiah come on the scene. And told him, I'll give you an everlasting sign. A virgin shall conceive.
Mineli kanako yani faa. Na tezi isaya malifasi. Miaba bule ali. Nikamifasi suposa kuya kuile. Malanja ukaitwala.
See, there you are. Not dead forms and creeds, no, but a living article, a living God that's raised from the dead and a living among us.
Mwabona kifo etwale, isi njimi futa yeshule nilituto, zali tumelo, vati likono tayo ye pila, mulimu ya pila, yana azuile kwa wafu, ni upila mwalaruna.
Some of them, these churches like that, that believes these things, they deny that such a thing as a token. A fellow tried to tell me only the 12 apostles received the Holy Ghost. That's all there was. Yeah. Oh,
Baba ngubabuo na alikerekeze sinazi tuwalo. Zeru mela likaze. Bala tulakuli kuna ninto ya kuli zibazo. Kihande. Mulikani na alikaku mibulela. Konji fela ba apostola bali chumi ni wabili. Kona vene ba mwezi mwa yao kenile. Kona fela vene baliteni. Oh.
But we who believe the word know different. We know that this is a living presence. For how do we know it's a living presence of Christ? The spirit that's among us. It does the same thing he does. That's the evidence of it.
Konoluna baba lumela linzwi. Luzibakuli kwa shutana. Luzibakuli kwa kikubatia niko kupila. Kakuli luzibachwa nikuli kikubatia niko kupila kwa kreste. Ilimoya o limuhala luna. Yeza ntuesu wana niyana azize.
A vine is known by the fruit it bears. And then if that first vine come up and they wrote a book of Acts behind it, and the same thing that Jesus done, the apostles done, then when that vine comes up again, it does the same thing.
Woko na upa kibateni. Kota izibala kamuselo oivea. Michole haiwa kote apiliani, ikasho shila, mivango labuka yalikezo, mamula wayona. Mintu yesu wanayanaize jesu, vapostola nibona, nebalie zize. Chole haiwa kote yani, ikasho shila sincha. Yezali kazesu wana.
Hebrews 13:8 says he's the same. Oh my. Proves that God has raised him up for us according to his promised word.
Mwabona, maevelu 13:8, ili kiasu wana, oh mawi. Lipaka kulimulimu umuzuse lizaluna. Kuyakase piso yalu nzula hae.
A seal of promise. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Ghost of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. Not to the next revival. Until the day of your redemption.
Liso ayolase piso, maefese 4:30 ili. Musika mwa afili kanyamoya oke nila omulimu. Ili omu swailwe kaona kuisaliza zila kulirua kwa mina. Isi ngi kuisancha fazwe tetama. Kuisaliza zila kulirua kwa mina.
Being baptized into it according to 1 Corinthians 12. And in him is the fullness and no sin is recognized in him. He is born of God, does not commit sin. The seed of God remains in him and he cannot sin.
Kaku kolobezo kuona, kuya kama Korinti wa pili 12. Mi kuyena kuna ni mutalelela. Mi ya kuna sivi, sisi zibara kuyena. Ya pepiro kimulimu, haezi sivi. Peo ya mulimu isiara kuyena, mi ya kuna kweza sivi.
How can anyone the tokens there? The token is a sign he's been accepted.
Kukona alachwani haiba zibazo iteni. Zibazo kona si suposa kuli ya muhezwi.
Well you say I sin, well then you never had the token. See? The token is the barrier, shows that the price is paid.
Miki hande muli nyeze sibi. Kihande kona kuli wali kuba ube ni zibazo mwabona. Zibazo kona si tiviso. Sesi bonisa kuli tifo ili filwe.
If Satan tries to hand it to you, just think of this. If Satan tries to hand you some sickness or tries to hand you something, you know what to do? Show him your token.
Haiba satani ulika kukutambeka zona. Unane fila kase. Haiba satani ulika kukufabu tuku. Kamba kulika kufanto isili. Waziwa sakweza. Umu wanisezi bahazo.
Sure sickness strikes the Christian. Show him your token and prove to him that you're a purchased product of God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
Luli butuku. Unatamu kreste. Umu wanisezi bahazo ya hao. Nikumu wanisakuli. Ulekilesi vya nasamu limu. Munhane le diabolosi. Miukami siya.
Hold the token over your unmovable faith in his promised word.
Muswalezi bazo amina fatumelo yesa zikinyehi mwalizi ulase pisu ya mulimu.
God once gave a rainbow sign for a token. I'm closing. Gave a rainbow sign for a token. I just got about 10 minutes and then have my prayer line. He ever remained true to that token, did he? He does yet.
Mulimu na kwenye akila fanambwa mutalati kubasi supo sazi bazo na akwala. Na filena mbwa mutalati ilisi suposazi bazo. Ninani fila mizuzu yeli chumi cholo. Mikipeto lubeni mkolo kwa atapelo. yena usiyala ya sepala kwa zibazo yeo, na eze cholo, usayeza ni chwale.
All these thousands of years, he has never once, one time failed to display it. He was true to that token. Shows us that he ever and never will fail to honor his tokens.
Miaha yeli kitie alikubani haiba hangwi, na kwa ilimu ya pale ukulibonisa, na sepala kwa zibazo yaani, ulibonisa kuli, weza kamita, miaha nakupalwa kukutekali zibazo za hai.
I don't care if Jesus don't come for 10,000 years, you have the token, he's still got to honor it. No matter how many things changes and whatever more, he's got to honor that token, he said he would.
Hanataba haibaki, haiba Jesu anakuta kami ayeli kitizeli shumi, unaniziba hazo. Usana ni kui kuteka. Akunata waka mbaki zenga atachwa nizee chincha, nizee mkaufela, unanikuketa zibazo eo, ugule zikuli, ukaeza cholo.
All right. He expects us now to display his token over our God-given faith, the ever-unbelieving cult in the nation and in the world that believes that signs and wonders don't follow the believers.
Kulukile, ulukulubela chwale, kulilubonse zibazo ya hai, fali mwatu melo yaruna, ye filwe kimulimu. Kwa mila perukao fela yesa alumeli, mwana ha ni mwalifasi. Yelu mela kulisupo, nize kumbokisa halila telimba alumeli.
And be true to this token and shows that the fare has been paid and we've been accepted for the resurrection, having the token life inside of us.
Nikuwa waniti kwa zibazo ye, mi ivonisakuli tifo iseili firwekale. Miluwa muhezwi kwa zuho, kakubabu pilo kwa zibazo mwahala luna.
That's a cutting message. But it's the truth.
Amen.
That's what we need, is truth. God help us to know truth.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Leo kilingusa lelibu hali, kono kiniti, zeo kona zelu tokwa, ili niti. Mulimu alu tuse kuziba niti, mukaziba niti, min niti ika milukulula.
I claim that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that God gives the Holy Ghost as a token right now just before the exodus of the bride going out of the church.
Nivulea kuli Jesu Christ kia swana maabani kachunu kia kuile. Nilumela kuli mulimu kie na ya famo ya oke nile kubaziba hazo. Onafachwale kusikawa kale kizoda yamu nyaliwa kuzo makeleke.
I believe it's so much Tommy Rotten people saying they shouted, they spoke in tongues. I believe in those things, but you can't rely on that. How can you rely on that and then deny the word? See?
Nilumela kuli kunani kuba bubunga atahulu. Misi chabasipulia kuli neba huwile. Babulia kamalimi. Nilumela mwali gazani. Kono hao kwa niku yendame na fo. Ukona chwa niku itinga fani. Mi balatu elinzwi mwabona.
The token is the word. Identified in you living itself out. That's God being his own interpreter.
Zibazo kiyo na linzwi leli pakilwe kumina. Leli pila kasibili libona hale la kwande. Yo kimu limu ya limu toloki waza hae.
You don't have to say, well, you interpret my tongue. That ain't it. He interprets your life by the word.
Hauluke kwa kuli. Kihande chole, kifo, toloka lulimi lwaka. Hakizeo, utoloka upilo wa hao kalinzwi.
When he takes your word, what you are, and identifies word to there, they don't need any interpretation. It's already there. God does his own interpretation. And we've had these promises for the day.
Miha analinzula hao, seo lisona. Nikuziba haza alinzula hae mwali mwani. Akuto kwa litolo kwa ifika ufila, liteni kalefo, mulimu kiena ya itolo kila za haitota, minu vile nilise piso, ze, kachenu.
Oh, Dallas, you lovely bunch of Christians. Don't be carried away with this stuff today that you see going around, because it's going to perish.
Oh, Dallas, minasijaba sisi latua, saba Kristi, musike mwa yaulu kiswakili kazeo kachenu, ze mubona ingelieza halakai nikai.
Play that token always. Display that token. Read the Bible. Come up to everything. And if your spirit in you don't say amen to that, then you better go back and change that you got for the token. You haven't got it.
Mulambe zibazo kamina. Mwona alise zibazo. Mubale bibele. Mutae kwasi wa kakao fila. Mihae wa mwe wa hao kuwe na hauleli amen. Kuyona. Kwena kulikihande ukute mamulao chinchali kazonani. Kuliwe ni zibazo. Yeo usikafu manakale.
I know that's a whole lot to be seen here in one afternoon. And it's right now 4:30. It's time now that we can get out by 5 o'clock with the prayer line.
Niziba kulizeo kizenga ata huru kulibulela mamusi ya liulimu ngui. Mifaa chwale seli 4:30. Selina kuchwale. Mihaiba lukwena kuzwa. Kafa ifikiloko amoho. Nimukolo kwa litapelo.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ lives and reigns today? Do you believe what I've told you is the truth? It's a token, the requirement.
Kana mwalomela kuli Jesu Kriste wapila, miwa kusaka chenu. Kana mwalomela seni mivulezi kuli kiniti, kizi bahazo, zeto kwa hala.
I only can speak what is truth. I only speak what I see, what I hear, what's revealed to me.
Nikona fela kubulela likaza niti. Nibulela fela zani buona, seni utua, sesi patuluzu kuna.
And when I say this, of the tens of thousands times thousands of times, not one time has it ever failed to be true. Now that has to be God.
Mili baka leni bulela cholo, mwala lina koze zali kiti kiti. Hakuna ni haiba nako ilingi, foli kileza apali wakubaza niti. Chole, yo ulukila kwa mulimu.
That has to be God. Well, would God give a ministry like that to somebody who didn't know what they're talking about? Would he identify himself as that seer there and then turn around and give him a mixed up word?
Yo ulukila kwa mulimu kihande, kikuli mulimu ukafavulumi wabubu cholo, kumutu ya saazibisa bulela. Kikuli, akai tivaza sinamuboni, yani kwani, minikufetu wa amufeli nzwi, lili yangani?
The guy that denies it's one's mixed up. The God ain't mixed up. God's his own interpreter.
Mutu ya lilatu lakie na yangani. Mimu limu asika liangana. Mulimu kimu toloki waza hae, iliena.
Receive the token. Don't rest upon joining any church or any farms or anything. Get the token. Hold it. It's the only thing that God will recognize.
Amu helazi bahazo. Musika mwa endame na kuzakui kopanya kwa keleke. Kamba mifuta ifika ufela. Kamba sikaka ufela. Amu helazi bahazo. Mwiswale, kiona taba fela inosi yo mulimu wakale muha.
When you come down to that hour, when it comes to your death, you better hold that token over yourself. Knowing that in the day of his coming, that resurrection, I can present that token.
Haufita fahola yo, alitaha kwalifula hao, ukaeza hande kuswalela zibazo yo kuwena. Kaku zibakuli, kaliza zila kutaha kwa hae, zuo yani, na akona kuyobonisa zibazo yo.
It won't be in this body, it's rotten up, but in this spirit that cannot die, it's eternal life. The token rests there. And he promised, I'll raise him up again at the last day.
Haina kuyoba mwamu vili wo, ukabe uvo lile, kono mwamu yomo, wona haa ukoni kushua, kibu pilobu safeli, zibazo inao na fo. Mina sepisekuli, nika muzusa hape kaliza zila mafelelezo.
That same Jesus Christ is here. He is a messenger. He is, here is the message, and he is the messenger here to identify his message.
Yena Jesu Kristi yaswana yani utenimo. Kiena mulumiwa umatenimo. Kiena lingusa, mikiena mulumiwa yalimo kutozibali salingusa lahaye.
I'm not the messenger. He is the messenger. And this is the message. And if you got a spirit that disagrees with that, how can it be the messenger of the message? Amen. Only the token will identify.
Naha kina mulumiwa, yena kiena mulumiwa. Mile, kona lingusa. Mihaiba, unanimoya osa lumelani nilona. Likona kuwa chua ni mulumi wa lingusa. Konji ziba hazo fela, ino si fela kona, ye kalipaka.
Amen. I feel religious. I really do. I feel like I could fly away right now. For I know who I have believed and I've seen my life identified with him in his resurrection.
Amen. Ni kutuwa vula peli. Luli ni kutuwa cholo. Ni kutuwa inge ni kafufao na fachwana. Kakuli na muziva eni lumezi, mini wanibu pila waka, hawi itibaza nye na mwazuo ya hae.
His presence is here. Accepted, friends, please do. Down in your heart.
Pata ya hae ite nimo. Amu ya amu here balikani, shangwe mweze cholo. Mwahala lipi luzamina.
I know we all come up around the altar and pray. That's an old Methodist idea. They never did do that in the Bible. The Bible said as many as believe was baptized. That's right.
Niziva kulikau fila unalua tehanga kwa katela kutola pila. Woki mu upulo wakale waba Methodist. Nebasa ezangi cholo mwa bivele. Bivele ulezi kuli. Wona vene walumela. Neba kolobezwa. Yoki niti.
No such thing as an altar call in the Bible. That's something we added. Which is all right. Anything God blesses, it's all right.
Hakuna ntue cholo kuli kubizezwa kwa katala mwa bivele. Zeo kilika ze kelizwe fela. Kwa te nikono kilika zende. Sika kao fela safu yola mulimu. Silu kile.
Like the anoint cloth. They never such thing as the Bible. They're taken from the body of Paul. I think it's just an apron.
Ngeli ya palo zeto zizwe. Ne kusinali kaze cholo mwa bivele, ne baamu hela masila aliapalo za famu vile wapa ulusi, litaulo ni masila.
But any way you want to do it, it's all right. In your seat at the altar where it is the only thing, apply that a token to you.
Kono mumu batila kuleza kaufela, kulukile, mwasipula samina, kwa katala, kaufela kamba kikai, ntoyate nifela, mulambe ntoyeo, yonazi wazo kumina.
Then look yourself over, look what kind of life, what's going on, see if it's been applied or not. If it hasn't, And lay every what you got aside and come back till the token is applied.
Mikipeto wita limesin chape, nikuta lima mufuta wabupiro, wabuso likuwe zahara. Kubona haiba ila ambiro kambane, haiba iskala ambiwa kipeto, ulule kau fela sonani kwa tuko, nikukuta kufikira zibazo ilambiwa.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, maybe I spoke rashly, but Lord, how is a nail going to hold unless you clench it?
Harula pelenyi. Ndatalu na ya kwa li halimu. Mwendi ni vulezi kabu hali. Kono mule na mapo ikona kusola chwani. Kwanda kui katela.
I pray, Father, that it will be clenched in the heart of the people, that they will see. That is not no persified thing. It isn't that I'm trying to identify some organization, some clan, some cult, some person, or myself, or anybody else. It's Jesus Christ.
Na la pilanda tekuli ikateleza ngana mwali piluza sichaba. Kuliba wone kuli haki nto ya kunye mela mutinelo. Haki kuli nilika kuswa nisi saa kopano yengwi kwa siku atacholo. Vula peli wabungwi, mutu wa mungwi, kamba nakasibili, kamba mutu sili. Ki Jesu Kriste.
I'll throw all those organizations together. There's six of one and a half a dozen the other, according to your word. Oh, mother whore, the Bible of Revelation 17 was the mother of every one of the harlots, and they could not be man, they were harlots. And they all went into the bed of worldliness. And we see it's done at Pentecostals and all. But Jesus, you still remain Jesus.
Nika kubuka nyaliko panozeo kaofila hamoho. Nize silezi za ilingwi, nize lichika za yengwi. Kuyakali nzula hao, lihule la musali la kali kibivele mwasino 17. Kiena musali mahe wa mahule. Vaa nikaofila, mine basi vaana, nebali mahule, mikaofila vona vake na momu beta wabuli fasi. Milo wabona alieze chwalo, mapentekota ni wawo nikaofila. Kono Jesu, usasi yezi uli Jesu.
Let them not listen to a message of a church, but the message of Christ, the Word. May you identify yourself, Lord, today with believers.
Basike ba teleze kwali ngusala keleke, kono kwali ngusa la Kriste lonalinzwi. Mewiti baaze liwe na mule naka chenu ni walu meri.
Heal all the sick. Forgive our sins, Lord. I pray as a servant of yours, please forgive my sins and forgive the sins of this people.
Folisaba kulikau fela. Luswaleleli bizalu na mulena. Na nala pela. Sina mutanga hao. Shangwe ni swaleleli bizaka. Mi uswalele ni libi za sichaba se.
I trust, Lord, each one of them has no doubt helped in offerings to pay for the buildings, and they've spent their money. They've did everything, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that there won't be one of them miss it, Lord. May everyone...
Na sepa mwle na mangi ni mangi wabona, awana kukakanya, unitusize kalinubu, ilikuli fela za zami yao, mivai tusize mashirengi wabona, mivaba, vaezeli kakau fela mwle na, oh, mulimu, ni wapira kuli kusike kwa haba niomukana ya kalimbunja mwle na, kono mangi ni mangi.
I do that with sincerity, yet, Lord, you must be stern. We know... To correct is love. Love is corrective. And I pray, Father, that's the reason that you corrected your people was because you loved them. And every sin has to be answered for.
Ni leza chwalo kabuse pahali. Mi ibo mulena, unanikuba ya buhali. Lwaziba kusikulula kona lilato. Lilato la sikulula. Mina alapela kakuli leo kona libaka hau sikulula sichabasa hau. Niliba kenza kuli nolata.
Father, I pray that you will forgive our sins now. As we confess them, we have wandered far away, Lord. I'm identified with these Pentecostal people, Lord. I'm one of them.
Minda atena alapela kuli uswalele libizalu na chwale. Harunze lui pulela zona, lui ambaezi kwa hule mulena. Nizibala hamo nisichaba sapente kota se mulena. Ni alimungu wabona.
And I pray, God, that you forgive us all and... Take some of these leaders and turn them around and let them look towards Calvary there once. And then they'll forget about what they have to be, a presbyter or a bishop or whatever it might be. And know that we're no big ones in this kingdom. We're all children of God.
Mina na alapira mulimu kuli ulusu walele kaufira. Miungeba eteleli babangwi, nikuba fetula mi. Mibako nise kutalimela kwa Calvary kwa ni hangwi. Mihaba libale zebana nizona. Mutoneli kamba bishopu kamba seo kaufela kwenye kubasona. Nikuzi bakuli, halubaba tuna mamu buso wo. Kaufela luna, lubana bamu limu.
I pray that you help us now. Identify yourself among us. Today, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Inapela kuli ulu tuse chwale. Itibaza iliwe na mwa halalu nakachenu. Lukupa kalibizo la Jesu Kristi. Amen.
Just before we start the prayer line, might be somebody here who's never been here before. I don't know who you are, but God knows you. If I've told the truth, let God identify it where it's the truth or not. That's the proof of it.
Chwale lusika kalisa fila mkuloku walita pilo. Kwa wako na kwa mutu mo, ya sika bakale kwa nufateni. Hanizibi kulikiwe na mangi, kono mulimu wakuziba. Haiba nivulezi niti, kipeto mulimu haipake. Kamba kiniti kambane, woko na upaki wateni.
If he's raised from the dead, he's the same yesterday and forever. He said in John 14:12, he that believeth, not he that maketh believe, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also. That right?
Haiba nazu hile kwa wafu, waswana maabani kachemu nukia kuile. Na vulezi mwa John 14:12, yalumela isi nyali kanyisa kulumela, yalumela kuna, misewezi yenieza ukaeza niena. Kana kichwalo?
Someone said, greater shall he do. That's right. Said, well, we preach the gospel, that's greater. Just do the things he done. That'll prove it to me, see. Then we talk about the greater.
Yomungu naize, yemi tuna mane mukaeza, yeo kiniti. Nali, kihande lukutaza evangeli, yeo kone mituna. Mweze fela likazae zize. Zeo lika paka kuna, mwabona, kipetu luka ulela ka emituna.
I can show you the greater things he's doing now than he did when he was on earth. And that's not just preaching the gospel either. That's some signs and miracles. Not time for it.
Na kuna kumivuoni salika za sulikuweza chwale, kufitia zana ezize, hana limalifasi. Mieo, akikutazafila evangeli, neba, moo kimalisu po, nilimakazo, haulana kuyazona.
Just believe and may the God of heaven who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead and has presented him here alive to us after 2,000 years, identify this message that is correct. The token's got to be applied.
Murumele fila, mimulimu walihalimu, yanazusize Jesu Kristi kwa bafu. Miuluti selizeye na mo ali ya pila kuluna, kasamula wa mia ayeli kitizepeli, upakali ngusale, kulilulukile, zivazo ina nikulambiwa.
Now you've got diseases and troubles. Pray. Just sincerely say, Lord, I believe that you're a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, and we're told by this minister here that you are with us, present. And I want you to be present with us and identify yourself.
Tulemi na baba na nima tuku nima tata mulapele. Mubule fela kakusepala kuli, mulena. Nilumela kulikiwe na mupriste ya pahami, ya kuna kusualiwa kama ikutu wa matu kwa luna. Milubu lelo wakimu kutazi yofa kuli, una niluna, utengi. Mini bata kuli, ube niluna, miwiti baaze iluena.
I pray every one of you. Now it's up to God to say something.
Chole mulapile, mangi ni mangi wabina. Chole kuiti ngele kumulimu kuli, abule lisika.
What a time. Oh, man. I wish you could just know something. How you feel when that comes. The whole world belongs to you. Amen.
Kina kwecho niyo. Oh, mawe. Nilakaza kuli kambe mwaziwa nto mumu ikutwela sani hasta lifasika ufela kilamina. Amen.
No devil is going to do nothing. He's a defeated being. My Lord is present. It's all in our hands. Amen. Please be real quiet. Don't walk. Sit still.
Akuna diabolo siyaka ezasika. Yena kisibupi wasisiko milwe. Mulena akauteni. Kao filazo na limuama zo aluna. Amen. Shangwe amukuze mulitu. Musike mazamaya. Mwine mkuzize.
You in the wheelchairs, Nick, don't think you're helpless. Believe you went through prayer lines and been failed and failed. It wasn't the minister prayed for you failed. It's your faith, and you begin to think you ain't going to do nothing. You believe.
Mina wali mali pula zama wili nili kazengwe. Musika mwa upula kuli amunatuso. Murumele. Mina wawa fitile mami koloko alitapelo. Mane ni kupalelwa. Seni mukutazi ya nani kula pelezi. Ya na apalezi. Kitu melo ya hao. Miu vile unana kuli. Akuna soka eza. Urumele.
Here. Here's this light. Oh, here. Over a little colored lady sitting back here. Standing with her hands up like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was praying.
Fa, fa kileli selifa. Fa li mwato musizana yomunsu. Kwa mwala wakwanu. Yae minza nanuzima zo mwahali musu na chwana. Ehe. Nosirikula pila. Ehe.
You believe me to be his prophet? Or his servant? I mustn't say that because it stumbles people so much. You have a fine...
wanirumira kwa mprofita wa hai kamba mutanga hai anirukire kubulira cholo kakuli za state ali sabato wangata munanzendeza.
Here's a white man, colored woman, just like it was our Lord and the woman at the well, two different races. He let them know there's no difference in races. Our colors has nothing to do with it. We could give each other a blood transfusion. No, God made of one blood all nations.
Kiofa muna mkuwa, musali wa musu, kusona filas na mule naruna, ni musali fasiliba. Mishobo emibeli yeshutana. Hawa konisa kuzibakuli, hakuna shutano mwa mishobo. Mibala ya runa haina za kweza nizona. Kau filaruna luwa kuna kufana na mali ama mubili. Mulimu, ulubu pile kamali alimangwe, lina kau fila.
You're having headaches. Tremendous headaches. Then you got a burden on your heart. That's for that child. And it's oppressed. Is that true? That's right.
Ha, ukula toho, kuopa toho, kukumaswe. Kipeto una nimuti ofa pilu, kipila ero ya mwana. Miwena, kikukatazwa. Yeokiniti, kana kichwalo, yeokiniti.
This lady sitting over from you there, she seems to be identified with you, which is your mother. That's right. And she's got something wrong with her. Do you believe me, lady? You do?
Kaliveyoa inezifo ubonala kusona niwena, kibomaho. Yeokiniti. Mi unanibutata niena. Kana wanirumela kalive? Walumela?
Your trouble is a hurting in your side. That's right. It's your right side that hurts. Is that right? Raise up your hand if that's right. It ain't going to bother you no more.
Utata wa hao kikuopa kwa makupua hao. Yeokiniti. Kikwane kulabu ulila hao kukuopa. Kana kichwalo? Na unalizo ula hao. Haiba kiniti. Halina kukataza ni kamuta.
You believe if God can tell me who you are? Miss Lowe. Correct. All right. Go on your way. Lord Jesus gives you a request.
Walumela haiba mulimu akona kunivulela libizo la hao. Musala Lowe. Kiniti. Kulukile. Ikele mwamu sipili wa hao, mulena Jesu, ukufa kupoya hao.
Right out at the end of there's another little colored lady sitting looking at just like you tore her to pieces. She's looking right at me, she believes it.
Kwa mafelezo kafo, kuna nikali veomu mwenye munsu ya inzi, ya talimela, yena fila, livataku muzieza hulu. Uso liku nitalima, wali lumela.
I saw she see that thing right there by her. She's suffering with kidney trouble. That's right. It's all over now. He's healed.
Hallelujah.
Sani hamubonisika sisi bapani yena, ukatazwa kibutata wali pio, yeo kiniti. Life lile chwali. Ukufolisize. Amen.
Why don't you believe?
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You believe that?
Kinyi hamu salumeli, haiba ukonafila kulumela, likakau fila zako nara. Kana malumela cholo?
Here's, look at the colored people. Where's your faith at, white folks? There's a colored lady sitting right here, looking right at me, kind of a large lady. She's got trouble with her knee.
Kiyo, amutali meba tuwabansu, ika itu miramina, minawa likani wama kuwa. Kiyo fa kalibyo musu, ya inezo na fa. Ya suliku nitali mela, kikalibyo muki macholo, unanivutata nilingulela hai.
Mm-hmm. She's also got trouble, she's got heart trouble. Yes, she's got weakness, flutters, and things like that, especially when you're trying to lay down, smother. That happened last night. Remember, I'm not reading your mind, but I know what you prayed about. You wanted to be called to this today, and he's answered for you.
Hape, unanivutata. Unanivutata wapilu, ehe. Mi unanikufo kola fokola, mikata alonili kaze mchoro. Sihulu, hauli kakulo bala kufipelwa, mwabona. Zeo neleza alile mabani busiu. Uhupule, aniakalizi minano ya hao. Kuruna aziba zono lapelela. Nubata kubiziwa kazona. Kachenu, miuku alabezi kwa tengi.
Now you also can't hardly get up because you got arthritis. That is right. And then another thing, you've got a stomach trouble, which is a growth inside the stomach. That is true.
Chole hape ya uko ni kuyema kabunolo, kakuli waopa malingongo. Yeo kiniti. Michwale ntoyengwi, unanibu tata wa mwamba. Kuna nisesi kumelile mwamba. Yeo kiniti.
Now, do you believe me to be his prophet? I'll say it anyhow. Believing you will be made well.
Chole wanirume akuli ni mprofita wa hae, nikabulela cholo niakuli cholo. Urumele miuka foliswa.
What about your stomach trouble? You believe that God had healed your stomach trouble sitting there too? You believe it? All right, then you have your heal of your stomach. Amen.
Kuchwa ni heka butata wa mwamba ya hao. Kana urumele akuli mulimu uka folisa butata wa mwamba ya hao. Inge winzo na fo, niwena. Kana umela cholo, kulukile kona kuli, wakona kubanifu liso ya mwamba ya hao. Amen.
You don't quit smoking there, lady? Believe God will make you quit smoking? Been trying for a long time. You got stomach trouble also. Been trying to quit cigarettes. That's what's making your stomach trouble. Will you give them up? I resent them from you in the name of Jesus Christ because of your faith to touch him.
Hallelujah.
Ubata kutula kuzuba foka live. Ulumela kule mulimu kakutuelisa kuzuba. Ubile uli kafana kwe telele. Unanibu tata wa mwamba niwena. Ulikile kutuela kuzuba makwai. Zeo kona zeo kukulisa mwamba. Kikuli ukaitobu wazona. Nali fasula kuzwa kuwena. Kalibizo la Jesu Kriste. Vakensatu melo ya hau kuyena.
I challenge you to believe God.
Ni kukulisa kuli. Ulumela mulimu.
There's a little woman sitting there praying for her a loved one in a hospital dying with cancer. Right? It's an uncle. That's right.
Kiofa musali yomunyani yainzi inza mulapelela. Kimulati wayamaspatela washwa kikansa. Kiniti kimarumahe. Yo kiniti.
You're a minister's wife. You believe with all your heart the man will get well.
Hakulata u Musalamu kutazi, ulumele kapilo ya hauka ufila, muna yani ukafola.
I challenge you to believe God. What is that? The identification of Jesus Christ.
Ni kukolisa kuli ulumele mulimu, seo kisikamangi, kipo nazo, yoki Jesu Kriste.
You say, what is God? He's the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. A discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Uli Kriste kisikamangi, kia na linzwi, kwa simulone kuna nilinzwi, linzwi na likumulimu. Milinzwi laezwa na ma, mila ya hakuluna. Linzwi libu hali kufitamu kwale olo ziwe kafani kafa. Lile muhami lelo ni mai kutuwa mapilu.
Can't you see the word has come among us in the last days? It's the Holy Spirit taking the word of God and identifying Jesus Christ, which is the token. Amen. Do you believe?
Kanamu wanikuli linzu litile mwalaluna mwamazazi ya maungulo. Kimu ya oke nile always linzu la mulimu. Nikuzivahaza Jesu Christ ilia na zivahazo. Amen. Kanamu alumela.
How many of you got prayer cards? Let all on this side's got prayer cards stand up in this line over here. Stand, all on that side, just that side. Stand out here in the aisle. No, just on the right hand aisle, please. Right there. Ushers, get to your place.
Tu baba kai baba nani kadi atapelo. Kaufela baba inezi ne kule baba nani kadi atapelo. Muyeme mwamukolo kwanu. Muyeme fela. Kaufela mina kwane kulani. Ne kulani fela mi muyeme. Mwakufita muhali lipulamo. Batili. Kwane kulasi iliyo fela mwakufita shangwe onafo. Batokomeli amuwe mali bakazamina.
Then when they get through, let the others all stand up after they come through, then vice versa at the other side. I let everybody be reverent.
Chole baka fela kipeto baba ngwi. Bayeme, hase bafitile. Mika kushuta nisa, nikwane kuleli ngwi. Chole mutuka ufela, awe kali kute.
The Holy Spirit took over the meeting, so there's enough been said and done to prove. How many believes he's here? How many believes that's a token? How many believes it's a word?
Mwe oke nile ukwa nile mwamu kopano. Kwena kulikizenga ataze bulezwi, nizeye zizwe kuli alipake. Kibaba kai walumela kuli, utenimo. Kibaba kai walumela kuli. Yeo kona ziba hazo, kibaba kai kuli kilinzwi.
Look, how many knows that the book of Hebrews says that the word of God discerns the thoughts that's in the heart? How many knows that?
Amu talime, kibaba kai wabaziba kuli, buka ya mai velu ibulezi kuli, linzula muli mulale muhamilelo, ye muapilu. Kibaba kai wabaziba cholo.
How many knows that that's the reason Jesus could discern the thoughts in their heart because he was the word? How many believes that?
Kibaba kai wabaziba kuli, libaka leo Jesu, hana ale muhamilelo muhalipilu zabona. Kakuli na alie na alinzwi. Kibaba kai walumela cholo.
How many believes that that's what was with prophets? They were who the word come to.
Kibaba kai walumela kuli. Cholo kuona mwoneba inezwa profita. Kibona bao linzwi nelitile kubona.
Now if the word returns to us, won't it do the same? Then how can the word that identifies the word be wrong by the word?
Chole ya balinzwi likuti la kuluna. Kikuli litoko kweza likaze swana. Chole kukona la chwani kuli, linzwi, leli zibaza linzwi, lifose ka linzwi.
Reverend! Hey, this lady sitting here. She's got something on her heart too. I just happened to turn around and catch it. You're Mrs. Grant? I never knew that. But you are Mrs. Grant because I see you with me.
Oh, makeke, likute. Yela, yo kalibia nzifa, una nisika mwapilu ya hai. Niena, nisikulu hile fela, mise ni silemua, hakiwe na musalabo grant. Nini sazibichu walo? Kono kiwe na musalabo grant, kakuli, nikubona amo nibona.
You got a nervousness is bothering you. You got, your son's got something another, his blood like dripping. I challenge you to believe it. Amen. He's the master of the situation. He's the master of death.
Unanuki kalelwa kukusweli kukataza. Unani mwana hao wa mshimani, unani ntwengwe. Malia hae cholo, asuli alota. Niku laila kuli ulumele. Amen. Kie na mule na wabu ino. Kie na mule na walifu.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, while your presence is anointing us here in this building, and we are aware this is the Holy Ghost, I pray, Lord, that you'll heal every person that wears these handkerchiefs.
Harula pelengi, mulena Jesu, pata ya hawa enze ilu toza, ona mamu ya omo, miruzi bakuli, woo kimo ya oke nile, na alapira mulena, kuli ufolise mutuka ufela, yaka paralitea uloze.
One time we're taught in the Bible that your people right in the line of duty was crossing the Red Sea, and the sea got in their way on their road to the Promised Land.
Na kwe mwenu lutilo mwabivele kulisichabasa hao hane siri mwabu usewezi, hane basi lali wate lifubelu, mili wate lake na manzi labona, famu sipili wabona kuya mwana ayase piso.
God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes and the sea got scared, moved back, and Israel went on to the Promised Land, right in the line of duty.
Mulimu wate limafafasi kasita samuli osani, nimetu wabu hali, mili wate lasaba, nikukuta mamu laho mi Israel asilela mwana ayase piso, kukena masiba kasamusebezi.
Oh Lord God, let your eyes look to the blood of Jesus Christ down into this token here that we're holding over these handkerchiefs today.
Oh mulena mulimu, metu hao atali mekupunya mwamba ya Jesu Christi. Kuyo kena masiba hazo, yefa, yelu solili taulo zeka chenu.
And may everybody that wears this, may the sickness get scared. May it move back and let your people cross to the promise of good health. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so. Amen.
Michwale mangi ni mangi ya kalitina, butuku busabe, bukute mamu lao. Mi, lumelasi chabasa hao, sisilele mabuse kwa sepiso ya wikete wa mibili. Tapiru watu meloika pilisa ya kula. Kalibizo la Jesu Kristi. Kawa kube chwalo. Amen.
How many believing Methodist preachers are here? Baptist preachers, Presbyterian preachers, Baptist preachers, Lutheran or Pentecostals?
Chibabaka iwa kutazi wa Methodist, baba lumela, baba liteni mo. Wakutazi wa Baptist, wakutazi wa Presbyterian, wakutazi wa Baptist, Lutheran, kamba Pentecostal.
How many of you believe this to be the truth? Come here and stand by me while we pray for the sick then. Come up here, all you preachers that believe.
Chibabaka wa mina wa lumela, ye kubaniti, amutaye kwanu mutoye manina, hanisolikula pila bakulihe. Amutaye, mupaha mefa, kaufe la mina wakutazi wa lumela.
It's all right. Brother Grant, that's all right. Come down here, brother. Brother Grant's got a ministry of praying for the sick. A gallant man, a good man. A man that God hears and answers prayer for. Brother Grant.
Kulu kirenji wa ni mzole Grant? Kulu kirenji? Aha. Ta kwanu mzole. Mzole Grant, unanibulumi wa wakulula pile wakuli. Kimuna wandume, muna yomunde. Muna yomulimu autwa ni kuwa lawanga litapiru. Mzole Grant.
I'm happy to put my arm around him today and say that. My brother. Now. He's going to be down here praying with me.
Nitabile kubayalizo olaka, kuyena kachenu, nikubula kuli, ni mzwale waka. Twale, ukaba kwanu, inza lapira nina.
When you come through this line, just like you was coming beneath the cross, brother, make a double line right here. Right here. Make a double line. Some up here, some down there.
Amutaha, mwamu koloko, inge mwamu kona kutayela, mwati asisifa pano, mizwale, amweze mi koloko mbelifa, wanafa, mweze mikoloko emiveli, baba ngwe kwanu, baba ngwe fast four.
Brother Roy Borders, where are you at? Brother Roy Borders, I thought he was here.
Muzole Roy Borders, ukai? Muzole Roy Borders, ninu pula kuli uteni mo?
Looky here at the ministers, would you? Look at there. That makes me feel good, brother.
Hallelujah.
Ministers of the cross. Man who's standing up here to identify himself with the message.
Yes, amen.
What can happen?
Amutani mefa, kwa wakutazi, mwakona. Amutani mefani, seo sini utusa hande mizwale, wakutazi wa sifa pano, vana, baba yemi, fa, vanze wa itibaza, nilingusa, kisika masisi kwa na kweza hala.
Now look, Don't lay it on to the ministers now. They've come to identify themselves.
Chalamutalime, musika mwali yendeka faba kutazi chwale, vati lekuto itibaza ilibona.
When you pass through here, hold the token before you. Lord Jesus, I've confessed my sins. In return, you have given me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I am a purchased product. Sin, sickness, or nothing can hold me from here on. I'm moving right.
Hamuka fitafa. Kuhaiwa, muzwale zibazo fapiramina. Mulena Jesu, ni pulezi libizaka. Zakukuta, unithile kolobezo ya moyao kenile. Nisivya na sisi lekilwe, sivibu tuku kamba. Hakuna sisi kona kuniswala kuzwa kachenu kwa pili. Nisweleguza mayahande.
Hold that. Oh, before you pass through here, God will heal you to go out of here rejoicing, happy, and be well. Do you believe it?
Muswale cholo, oh, fapiramina. Mimu fite kwanu, mimu limu kami folisa, mimu kazwa mo, inge munya kalala. Mutabile, nikufola. Kana mwomena cholo?
Now, each person in here, let's bow our heads, brethren, while together. We don't know what's going to happen. We just don't know.
Sore mutuka ufila muhalimo. Aluina miseni to zaruna, mizwale, fana konyana hamoho.
There's not any reason for any sick person to leave this building this afternoon. Hold that token in your heart. Pass right through this prayer line where ministers who's consecrated their lives to the service is going to stand here laying hands upon you as you pass through.
Hakuna liba kalifika ufela la mutu ya kula kuli azo na cholo mamu yao mamu siya lichwana. Swala zibazo yeo mapiru ya hao ufite mamu koloko hata pero wo. Kukuna nibaku tazi, baba nezibu pilo wabona kwa sevelezo. Baka yema faa, bami veembazo hamusuliku fitacholo.
He said, what'd you do that for, Brother Branham? I want you, everyone, to know that it's just, I'm not the healer. This man has just as much right to pray for the sick as anybody else.
Mulikini soe zelize cholo mzole Branham. Niwe atakuli, mina mutukao fela azwe kulifela. Naha ni mufolisi, vana nitukelo ya kula pelela. Mukuli inge mutufi kaufela.
Frankly, I believe God would answer their prayers for he would mine. I'm tired and wore out and everything. I believe he'd answer their prayers.
Kaniti nilume ya kulimulimu, ukala balita peruzabona, asikala wakali zaka. Ni katezi minivote hile, nilika kaufela. Ni nilume la ukala balita peruzabona.
And here they stand right in the midst of it to identify themselves, not ashamed, take their place.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate man like that.
Mikiva baye mimo alazona. Kulivai tibaza ilibona. Habasabi kungasi wakasabona, na itumila kwa wana baba cholo.
Now, brethren, I know your feeling. I'm one with you. I'm the one that's weaved my net with you out here in Texas to try to catch every one of them fish that God's ordained to life out there.
Chole mizuali, na ziwa maikutu wamina. Nina, ni alimungi wamina. Kina suliku chimbula kanyandi hamo honi mina. Onamumu wa Texas, kakulika kusola mangi ni mangi wazo nalita pizeo mulimu. Alukselize kwa pupilo. Kwande kwani.
I'm doing my very best. I'm with you 100%. Sometimes I scold and holler about organization things. That don't mean I'm against you, my brother.
Nieza zeni kona kaufila. Ninzi ni mina. Kakutalaluli. Lina kuzengwi na halifa angani kuhua. Kali kopano nilika zengwi. Zeo halita usikuli na miluanisa muzole waka.
I mean I'm against the system that would separate us from being brothers because of some religious doctrine.
Nitalusakuli niluanisa mulao. Oka luka uhanya kwa kupa mizuwale. Wakensa tuto emu ya kula peli.
We are brothers by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We hold the same token. We've received the same blood. So let's believe that. We can meet there, can't we, brother? Every one of us under the blood.
Lumizuwale kakolubezo ya mwaya oke nile. Luswelizi bahazo yeswana. Luamwezi mali yaswana kona kuli. Halulumelane ncholo. Luakona kuyokopana kwani. Nijuwani. Mizuwale mangi ni mangi waluna mwata samali.
Now, I was ordained a Baptist. Maybe you're a Methodist or Lutheran or Presbyterian, Pentecostal oneness, two-ness, three-ness, or whatever you have, Church of God, whatever it is. That don't make any difference. We can't agree upon them little things. Let's forget about it then.
Chole ni nivelo fabu kutazi wa Baptist, mwendiwe na wa Methodist, kamba Lutheran, kama Presbyterian, mupentecota, oneness, two-ness, three-ness, kamba kaufela seo unani, Church of God, kaufela seo silisona, seo asia zishuta anoniekana, aluko nikulumela falika zenyani zeo, halu livaleni.
Something we can't agree upon, that Jesus Christ, our Savior, died for our sins, rose again, and give us the token.
Sika selu kona kulumela na kasona, ki Jesu Kriste yanamu pulusi waluna, ya shwezili bizaluna. Azua hape, nikulfazi bahazo.
We're standing here with our prayers to hold over these sick brothers and sisters that pass through this line. I'm going to believe it with all my heart.
Luyemi mo, nilita pelo zaluna. Kulilunamle mizwali, baba kula, nilikezeli, baba fita mamu koloko wo. nika silumela kapilo yaka kaufela.
I see something happen right then. Hey, man. I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm feeling good crazy. I just hope I can stay this way. Yes, sir. I just feel wonderful this way.
Niboni nto yemwe yeza leo nafu. Amen. Nizwa kuli munana kuli niliangani. Kore ni kutwa kuli angana luli. Ni sepa fela kuli. Nika kona kuina na cholo. Eh nisha. Ni kutwa fela hande onachwa na.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I'm walking off this platform down here to identify myself with these brothers. I'm identifying myself with them as we all are holding our tokens in our hands and in our hearts as we obey your command to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover.
Harula peleni, mulena Jesu nizama kuzwa faka talafa, kutafufa sifakuli, ni itibahaza ilina nibona mizwaleba. Nisoliku itibahaza ilina nibona, kau fela harunze lusweli zibazo zaruna mwamazo. Nimwali pilu zaruna harunze lutu yola telo ya hao.
May every person passing through here present their token that they have received the Holy Ghost, that they are a born again child of God, that they believe it with all their heart.
Mimu tukaofela yaso likufita mo. Habu nisezibazo ya hai. Kuli wa muhezi mo ya oke nile. Kuli kimwa na mulimu ya pepilo sincha. Nikuli ulume la kapilu ya hai kaofela.
And as they pass through, may they curse that disease and affliction of their body, and may they go out of here rejoicing, knowing that their faith has made them whole.
Ni habanze bata cholo, haba kute tukubo, ni matata mamubili wabona. Mi haba zwemo, hinge banya kalala, kakuzibakuli, tumero wabona, iba folisize.
Lord God, as we laid in the Old Testament our hands upon the sacrifice to identify ourselves with the sacrifice, we lay our hands upon Jesus and identified ourselves with him.
Mimule na mulimu, sinaharu tomile testament ya kale mazo aluna fastabilo. Kuliluwi tibaza iliruna, lubea mazo aluna ku Jesu, ni kui tibaza iluna niena.
He laid his hands upon us now in the ministry, identifying himself with us for signs and wonders, and we are laying our hands upon the sick to identify ourselves with them, with our faith connected with them.
Na vele mazo ahaye kuluna, mwabulumiwa, wi tibaza iliena niluna kali suponize komokisa. Milube amazo aluna fabakuli kuliluiti baze ililuna nibona nitumero aluna Yesu alani nibona.
Sickness has to go. May it do it in the name of Jesus Christ as we walk down here to receive it.
Butuku buna nikuzwa mihabuzwe kalibizo la Yesu Kristi halunze luzama ya mo lunze luamuhela.
Let all the congregation pray. Roy or somebody come here to stand by this microphone and keep the line straight.
Kopano kao fela haila pele. Roy kamba yomungwi tahakwanu miuyeme fa microphone fa miuyeme koloko hande.
Look, as you pass through here now, come believing, come praying. We're just going to lay hands on the sick. Come right through, pray.
Amutalime, amusole kutaka kwa nchwale. Mutaye inge mulumela, mutaye inge mulapela. Luna, lukavea fela mazofa bakuli. Amutaye fela cholo, mulapele.
When you pass through the line of this ministers, if you're walking on crutches, lay them down and walk away.
Amukafita mamukoloko, wabakutaziba. Haiba uza mafamilamu, ilule fafasi, miwikele.
If you've had cancer, sickness, say, the doctor's done all he can do, he's done all he could, and he said, I have to die. I'm not going to die. Here's my token, Lord. You promised me a 70. I'm going right through here doing it. See, do that. Will you do it? In Jesus' name, may it be so. Amen. All right.
Haba ubile ni kansa utuku, ubule kuli. Dokota weze kaofela zako na kweza. Weze kaofela zako na kweza. Mi ubulezi kuli, nilukela kushwa. Hanina kushwa. Kiyezi bazo ya kamulena. Unisepisize ze mashumi asupile. Nika fita onafa, nyeze cholo, mwabona mweze cholo. Kikuli mkaeza, kalibizo la Jesu, hakuwe cholo. Amen. Kulukile.
Only na lumela.
Sing it with me. Only believe. I believe.
Mutakanya kwa tuka ufela kupumbe kilwe, mwali welu welu.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Some of them was on those cots and stretchers, got right up and walked away. Just left them laying there and walked away. Oh, it's everyone can be healed now that will believe it. Do you believe?
Kana mwalumela cholo? Amen. Oh, hakiwa munde nji. Baba nguwa kupuona neba inzi fatumbeta tuani. Nimiramu. Vaye mipili. Nikuza maya. Vali siile fela alive ilwefo. Mivaile vai zamaela. Oh, kimangi ni mangi yako na kufoliswa chwale. Yaka alumela. Kana mwalumela?
Let's give us a card, I love him. Will you, sister, the old song, I love him, because let's all just raise our voices and our hands, our hearts to God and saying, I love him because he first loved me. Everybody now.
akulufe munembo na mulata ukalufa kezeli pina ya kale na mulata na mulata kakuli aluna nifela manzu aluna kaufela ni mazo aluna lipilu zaluna kumulimu ni kuopela kuli na mulata na mulata kakuli unilatile pili kaufela chwale
na mulata na mulata kakuli uni latile pili ni ku leka puluso salve ya ka fa kaov.
A lady up on the wheelchair walking across here with the support of two men. Let's wave our hands to God. I love him.
Kalibea emi mwazipula sama wili. Na atiswa kwanu kava ana waveli. Vene vamusu walelezi. Na halu nyanga njiseni mazo halu na kumulimu. Na mulata.
Na mulata. Kakuli. Uni. Latile. Ni kuleka. Puluso. Yaka Fakavani.
Let's just praise you now, everybody. Glory to God. How we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness, your presence. Oh, we thank you for the token, Lord.
Halumulumbe kenifela chwale kaufela. Kanya kumulimu. Molu itumela kuwe na mule na Jesu. Kabundewa hao, pata ya hao. Oh, lwa itumela kuwe na kazi bahazo mule na.
We are saved and filled with the Spirit, the Holy Ghost surging our bodies now. How we thank you for this, Father. Oh, in Jesus' name we thank you. Amen, amen.
Lupilisizwe ni kutazwa kamoya. Moya o kenile usoli kupomo ka famibili yalu na chwale. Molwi tumela kuwena kasendate. Oh, kalibizo la Jesu lwa itumela kuwena. Amen, amen.
Everybody shake hands and praise the Lord. Shake one another's hands and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mangin mangin amuswala ne mama zo muli. Kulumbwe mulena. Muswala ne niyo mungwi mwali zo muli. Kulumbwe mulena. Kulumbwe mulena.
All right, now all together again.
Kulukile chwale. Kaufila hamo hape.
Na mulata.
Hands up, hearts up.
Mazo mwahalimu lipilu mwahalimu. Na mulipu wanisefela kuzulela mwalipilu zamina.
Kakuli. Uni. Latile.
Kana wakalulukulula.
Niku. Leka. Kuluso. Yaka. Fakota. Ya Calvary.
Now let's bow our heads real reverently as a turn of service now to Brother Grant for dismissing. Thanking each one of you.
Chale haluina misenito zalu na kalikute. Hanize nisikulule la sebelezo kumuzwale Grant kuli aluluku lule. Ni tumela kumutu ni mutu wamina.
First thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and the assurance that I hope that we've left in your heart that we're not here alone. Our great chief captain is among us. The shout of the king is in the camp.
Hili ni tumela kumulena, kabunde wa hae, sishemo sahae, nise piso, yenise pakuli, lusi ile mwali piluzamina. Kuli halu yomo lunosi, kapitao waluna yomu tuna umuhalaluna, muhuo omulena umamafulo.
And we thank the Lord to see his great power and his great mercy. And now, let us bow our heads reverently, Brother Grant.
Milwa itumela kumulena, kwa kubona mata haya matuna, nisishemo sahae. Michwale haluina misengilito zalu nakali kute. Muzwale Grant.